much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
All right, let me read this. All right, let's see.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
VIG! Ah!
Fact or fiction, Heidi, you have between 30 and 40 orgasms a day. That's like one
an
hour.
I think it was like 15 to 20, something around there. But yes, I have. And I do every time we're home.
Are you? You're not near one now, are you?
No, I'm not. My husband's not near me right now. No, but I never did before him, and that's one of the reasons I had to marry him right away. He's very talented in every aspect. Let's just say, very well equipped.
Do you ever listen to yourself?
You are a moron.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You cheated on your wife.
Yep.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Here we go.
Roll another one.
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?
Just like the other one.
Recognize!
This one seems to be about to quit.
That's real talk right there, man.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Freebird.
Nope.
Roll another one.
Buff Aldrin is so gangster.
Just like the other one.
Wow.
This one seems to be about.
You can't make this queerness up.
I don't have another sense.
I want to talk about 2012. What do you think?
Well, can you expand on that?
This is where I belong. I love being Mexican.
Let's pass it around.
I'm very black.
Roll some more joints.
Let's pass it on.
And now,
I think I'm having an overdose at school with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Our feature presentation.
I hear you, brother. I almost died, too.
Lisa thought she was going to die as well.
I almost died.
Guys!
Call 911. I can't breathe.
I need help.
That's not fun.
Well, yeah.
How many emails did you get yesterday from people who could not get this song
one,
out of their
two,
head?
Three. I got big booty bitches, big booty bitches. I got big booty bitches, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches.
Lisa, you were one of the ones who was stuck with it yesterday, right?
Oh, totally.
So this is for you. You're welcome in advance.
I got big booty bitches.
Catch you a song, y'all.
It's kind of the new It's a Small World when you really think about it. Hey, we're going to take your phone calls for the Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, including Dwan A. Johnson from Los Angeles, California, in just a minute at 1-800-520-1067. And speaking of big booty bitches, I can think of nothing else other than how Psycho Mike did with his next wife, Deora Baird, who was the guest on Love Line.
Oh!
Mike has been dreaming of that night for months now, and it finally happened. Last night was the night. She's a beautiful, beautiful actress. And Mike, I know all week long you were thinking, how am I gonna play it?
Yeah, I mean, I was very honest with her, and I let her know right out of the gate that she's the best person in the world, better than Gandhi, and she's maybe the best person in history. And I told her I came to that conclusion by having a heart to heart talk with my boner.
Right.
And,
you are doing this in your most sensitive way.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Mike.
Yeah,
that's how Mike does it.
Did she consider that a compliment? Was she pleased to hear that news, or was she a little polite? Insulted?
Yeah, I mean, she was aware that when you're on as many websites like Egotastic and Tyler Durden and in magazines like FHM and Maxim, that being spank bank fodder is just part of the deal. That's
right?
Something that is part of her career and part of her life, and she felt a little bit flattered.
She does it well, too.
She does do it well.
Yeah.
Did you feel as if there was a connection there that you might see her, talk to her, text her, get together? Any further progress on the relationship, or is it just she's a guest and now she's already forgotten about you?
Zero connection.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even
1%. You were hoping that she would kind of dig you and think, oh, this guy's a good guy.
I mean,
hang out.
I mean, I don't think she thinks I'm a bad person. She enjoyed her time on the show, but I don't feel like there's even the slightest possibility of me.
Oh,
that's too bad.
That's got to break your little heart, because, I mean, you were kind of counting on that one.
No one goes into things more positively than Mike, knowing that it's going to work out because he's Mike.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Mike loves Mike.
They were talking about Kevin, not you, Bean and Mike were talking yesterday when you were out of the room about where they would go after the show.
Oh, really? Where did you end up
going? I mean,
they
had really planned it out to the final detail.
Where did you end up taking her?
To my love den.
or not.
Or I was hunched over my armoire alone with my shirt on like Tony Soprano and my pants off, looking in the mirror in shame.
See, this is where at least for one day, for 1 minute, I win, because I still have hope alive with Rachel Nichols. I know that maybe it's dead. Your relationship is dead, but
whoa.
I've still got Rachel.
Whoa.
Yeah, he does.
What? Whoa, whoa, and whoa.
What? What are you talking about? I all the time.
I said there's a possibility that we'll continue a relationship via Twitter, or there's like some type of friendship base, but there's no connection, love connection. And I didn't come with why is the dollar so low? Okay, there was none of that.
No one has less a chance than Bean.
True.
No, it's gonna work out with me and Rachel. We gotta work out the details. You know, she's traveling a lot.
Well,
she's
the details
busy.
Like you never leave your house, and she hates you. Those two details. But once you get past that,
right? But that's two obstacles.
Right.
I can overcome two obstacles.
Right.
I've just got to figure out a way to drug her and tie her up and get her here. That's all.
Wow. That is romantic.
All right.
All right. Let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
$25 Journeys gift card for you for getting on the air for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew. Journeys, of course, in Westminster and South Coast Plaza, Los Angeles. I'm shocked that not one of the calls is about the Lakers last night, by the way. You would think that people would be super pumped up to see that dominating game, but
I was.
Apparently not. All right, why don't we start with DeJuan A. Johnson from Los Angeles, California, which is a great way to start any day.
Hey, DeJuan.
What's up, Kevin Amin? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, DeJuan.
How's it going?
Awesome.
What's happening today?
This weekend on Sunday, me and my friend Miguel just going to cruise around San Pedro, look around. We're going to go to the San Pedro Pier. We're going to go near the Korean Bell, look around, taking pictures, and we're going to In-N-Out Burger out there.
No, DeJuan loves his In-N-Out Burger, doesn't
he? Yeah, well, how could you not?
Oh, yes, I do.
How could you not, first of all? And second of all, you're also going to be looking for women, because that's where you want your fine Christian white woman to be from, right?
I don't think so. Why they just try to contact me on, like, Facebook, MySpace?
No, I think what Kevin is saying is, since you're going to be in San Pedro anyway, and that's where you're looking for a lady to live that you end up dating, why not keep your eyes open and maybe you'll meet somebody while you're down there with Miguel?
Oh, okay.
or do you not like not you do not don't like maybe meeting women in person? You just like it better on the internet?
Yeah, because I'm really, really nervous about meeting people.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
That's very normal, DeJuan.
I have two former co-workers and friends who live out there. I don't talk to them right now.
Okay.
Yep. I bet I know what their names are, DeJuan.
I do, too.
You know Jessica and Laura.
We do
That's
know,
what
yes.
we've heard, yeah. All right, well, listen, have fun out there trolling for chicks, and give us a call next week and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will email the pictures to you guys.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, that sounds like fun. And have a great weekend, DeJuan, all right, buddy?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Mike is on line four calling the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Dwan may have more of a chance with Dior Baird right now than Psycho Mike. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. More than you, for sure.
Because he hasn't burned his bridge yet.
Mike, hi.
What up?
What up?
What it do, Kevin and Bean?
What's happening?
Not much. How come? What it do, Lisa?
What it do?
All right. Everyone has been said hello to. Go ahead.
Hey, how come is it when you see the people on the off-ramp of the freeway with their little homemade sign saying, we'll work for money, or God bless, I need a little help. You see them with their cell phone. You see them in their nice clothes. And they don't even look homeless.
I don't, the people I see don't look that way.
No, I don't generally see those people either. The ones I see look like they've been out in all kinds of weather for a long time, and they look pretty rough.
Then they change into their good clothes and go to their home.
Yeah, that may be. Although there's so many people out of work right now, I wouldn't be surprised. They just haven't, you know, the clothes haven't worn out yet.
Do you think they're fakers? Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's hard work. I would not want to stand outside,
that's
for
hard
hours
work.
And hours. It would suck.
Not compared to, like, digging ditches and stuff.
I'd rather do something.
Are you kidding?
No.
Huh.
Then stand
I'm
on
kinda,
an off-ramp.
I'm kind of with Lisa. I see a guy who sits out in front of a store every day, all day, for 10 hours or something like that. And I think, how do you have the strength to, you know, get up out of the ditch every morning and go there and sit? You know what I mean?
Because most of them are mentally handicapped.
Yeah, there is some of that, yeah. I spend every Saturday tap dancing on an off-ramp. And I make a lot of dough.
I bet you do
make
well.
Make a lot of dough. It's really worth it for me.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Ryan. He's on line six calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Ryan's going to be our final call today. Ryan, so make it good.
What up? What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do?
Well, I just realized the Summer of Death Part 2 started.
Oh, Summer of Death.
We got Dennis Hopper,
yeah,
Jerry
right.
Coleman, and now that Golden Girl.
Rue McClanahan.
Just left us.
Rue McClanahan.
So, guys, yeah. Got any predictions on who's next?
Good old Rue McClanahan.
The Summer of Death!
Yeah, we're off to a phenomenal start, and I'll tell you, it's pretty obvious who's next. It's Coach Wooden is next.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in grave condition in the hospital. I'd be surprised if he makes the day today.
Who's he, you guys?
John Wooden, coach of UCLA.
UCLA coach for a long, long time. One of the most beloved sports figures in the history of Southern California. And really an inspirational genius. A guy who has affected so many people beyond the sports world just with his approach to handling people. Mm. And just a straight, in his 90s too.
He's very old, has been.
Very, very old, yeah. But just beloved. You can't ever find a guy to say a bad word about that dude. But to answer your question, that's probably who's next, Ryan.
Well, I got my fingers crossed for Spencer Pratt.
No, that would be wonderful.
That would be the best.
Yeah, that would be great.
Nice turn of events right there if that happens. All right, man. Thank you very much for calling.
Coach Wooden comes out of the hospital and Spencer dies.
He comes out of the hospital and kills Spencer. That would be the best thing ever. Because what are they going to do to Coach Wooden? They're not going to send him to the chair. They're just going to let him live out his time, right?
Well, plus he's built up enough goodwill that he can get away with one.
Yeah, he's like 95 years old. What could they do? That's a great idea. We should start hiring really, really old people to kill people we don't like. I love that.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I got a bad feeling about this.
We have the movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph will
mm-hmm.
tell you about all the new movies in the theaters. Also because it's Friday, we have Adam Carolla in studio talking
about
This Week in Rage. We have, thanks for that info, Bean.
Yes,
dare
we
you.
Do.
This is where you make up stuff that you claim that
yep.
I say.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
We're going to talk to the winner of the auction. Ralph started an auction for his Weenie Roast tickets. For Annabelle,
mm-hmm.
and she's the woman that he actually was sitting there eating, saw her got hit by a car in a crosswalk, her and her daughter, and lost her house and car and just everything, just a really,
she's
really...
She's in terrible pain.
So you go to kevinandbean.com, and you go to the K&B Bay, and that is where you can bid on it. That ends at 9 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk to the winner.
And it's if you want to go there and think about it, I mean, today's the day. You got a few hours left to get in, but it's tickets and it's parking, right? And it's backstage passes
yep.
and it's t-shirts and it's meet and greet with the Kevin and Bean Show if you care to do that.
Option.
You don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a phenomenal package. I mean, it's the best package anyone at the venue will have tomorrow.
That's what she said. We also have Emma, a listener. We're going to talk to in about 20 minutes here, who is Asian, and she's a little tired of the yellow fever.
She's wrong.
She doesn't like it that people prefer Asian girls.
That they she thinks they like her only because she's Asian.
Right.
Maybe that's all she's got. You think about that?
No, but you certainly do. No, and quickly.
But, well.
It's like a girl with giant boobs who thinks that's the only reason a guy's going out with her. That's not good enough.
Look, here's the thing. From somebody who doesn't have anything. If you have one thing, all right.
But at least you know your love for you. Because
well,
you got nothing.
I guess that's true. Or not. Adrian Brody will be on the show today talking about Splice.
He's the best.
And in the 7 o'clock hour, we have your final pair of tickets and backstage passes. And by popular demand, I mean, we fought it this entire time, but the people have spoken. They've called the business office. They stand out in front of the radio station with signs. Kevin and Bean, whistle the hits.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
It's just a game. It's going to be fine. It's all right. We're just going to play it, then we'll move on. We'll do something else. Okay. Good luck with that.
We'll be right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:55.
Feeling you!
All right. It is Friday. Ralph is here wearing his Flyers jersey again.
Yeah. Apparently there's something else going on, basketball or something, somebody said.
Oh, yeah, the NBA finals was last night. Yeah.
Sorry, it's all pops and buzzes here, Daddy-O.
And every year we say this. How about the NBA and the NHL getting together and maybe staggering that schedule just a wee bit? How about not having them both at the same time?
Well, they do. They do stagger it.
They're staggering them on the days. Not the weeks or whatever.
I know. Can't we take baseball and just cut it down to like 3 weeks that season and then expand basketball and hockey and football and make that like 30 weeks?
That's a great idea.
I don't believe idea at all. All right. It's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday everywhere. What the hell? But Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Lindsay Lohan in the news. She has lost her teeth.
What?
She had her...
We all had the same thought. Well, I was just thinking about how much easier that Linda Lovelace movie is going to be. But go ahead.
Oh, man.
What was Ut? What was that from?
All right. That's creepy.
There we go. She had her two wisdom teeth extracted, but she's misplaced them, and she's upset because she wanted to keep them.
This is a story.
She tweeted that she misplaced her teeth, Lisa, and she's upset.
What does she want to do with them?
Make a necklace? I'm not quite sure. Maybe she wants to decorate her scram bracelet with them. Just super glue her teeth to the bracelet. Here's the thing I'm thinking. You know she didn't need to have those teeth taken out. You know it. Here's the thing. This is my thought process. I'm Lindsay Lohan. I can no longer get loaded on a regular basis because I'm wearing the scram bracelet and I'm under probation. I'm having drug and alcohol testing weekly.
Right.
I need some sort of narcotic. How do I get it? Oh, how about elective surgery? Take them all out. Take all the teeth out. Just give me my prescription, bitches. That's what she's thinking.
Now she can contact the judge and say, here's what's happening.
Hey, it's a medical situation. I need to be treated. I need to have my pain pills. Right?
Makes sense.
Right?
So. It
makes
sense. Be on something.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I thought it was weird that she was going in once a day to get one tooth removed. That just seemed weird to me.
Here's the thing, and I think this may be genius. Her handlers apparently are trying their best to revive her career. And I think they may have stumbled upon a way that might actually work. Four little words. Dancing with the stars. Lindsay apparently in conversations with producers of that show into appearing on that show. That would be a huge bonanza for both. Dancing with the Stars had Lindsay Lohan on with all the press that she's been swirling around her for years now.
I agree.
And then she gets to show herself as not a drug-addled, boozy whore.
Right.
But as someone who can actually be articulate and perform on stage, and that's kind of a grueling regime, that show. I mean,
requires discipline.
Think of it what you may, but those people work really hard all week long to put those dances together and to perform once a week. So that may be a situation that actually helps her.
How about that?
So
that's smart.
I'm kind of rooting for her. I hope that actually happens. Speaking of reality, just if you needed any further proof that this season of American Idol blew. They released their singles, the two finalists, Lee DeWise and Crystal Tooth is Loose, or whatever her name is.
Right.
His remake of U2's Beautiful Day debuted at 24 on the singles charts, the Billboard singles charts, and is quickly slipping.
Yeah.
And hers, she did a cover of a song called Up to the Mountain by an artist named Patty Griffin. That debuted at 57 on the singles charts. So no one's exactly going out of their way to pick up the new singles from the American Idol kids.
Stop it. So. That beautiful day was horrible.
It was hard to watch.
Horrible.
And harder to listen to. This is BS. This is some effing BS right here. That's right, I said it. Mm-hmm. I said F and BS.
You did.
I used three letters to express my anger.
Right.
About the FCC.
And?
Oh.
They are fining Fox Television Network $25,000 regarding an episode of American Dad.
Why?
Here's the thing. It's not even for anything they did. FCC got some complaints about the January 3rd episode of American Dad. And sure, there was a scene that suggested one of the characters was performing a sexual act with a horse. Okay, sure, there was that.
Right.
But Fox said, we need to look into this. We need all this information. We need this explanation. Do this, do that. And they just didn't get around to it. They didn't jump through the hoop. So now FCC saying, okay, fine. $25,000 for not doing what we say when we said to do it. Is the onus on Fox or Seth MacFarlane to give them fodder? Is it? I say nay. Good Americans.
That's an interesting question. I mean, you can get fined if you're late sending in your property taxes. That's the government giving you a deadline to produce paperwork or pay a fee or something like that.
They're not the ones making the claim. Shouldn't the person make the claim?
Shouldn't the onus be on the person who says it's indecent? Shouldn't they do some research and find out something? And you know what? It's a television episode. Go on Hulu. Watch it.
Not that hard.
Go to YouTube. Right. Download it. What more do you need regarding evidence to weigh pro or con versus whether that it's indecent?
Yeah, you're right. Because the only thing that really matters is what aired.
That's right. Not what their intent was. Not what they were thinking. What they had for breakfast that morning. What more information did they need?
I'd like to
if you don't do what they say, they just slap you with $25,000.
I'd like to also suggest that it's a cartoon.
There's that,
and
too.
Not everything that happens
in horses were injured during the making of American Dad.
See, nothing really happens. It's a cartoon.
It's just a bunch of Koreans doodling, dude. Seriously.
Is that $25,000 per Fox station that aired it, by the way?
This story does not say. But yeah. I just say that's dangerous territory, my friends.
Yeah.
And I add to that Seth MacFarlane is an American treasure, and just let him do whatever he wants.
Yes.
I'm with you.
And lastly, of course, the Lakers did play last night. Congratulations to the team in a related story. She keeps denying it, but Radar Online and other sources have said that Khloe Kardashian is, in fact, in a delicate condition.
Glendale.
Oh, boy.
From with husband Lamar Odom. That
Are they still together?
Yes, they're still together. And apparently now she's got a bun in the oven.
Nope.
She's got some candy in the candy store, whatever the appropriate analogy would be. Here's the thing. ESPN asked Lamar Odom if his wife was pregnant, and he said he didn't think so. So maybe they're together, but they may not be on the same page. Maybe something you want to look into, Lamar.
Lamar's not on the same page really with anyone else.
Have one of the trainers give her a once-over and see what you come up with. Just need one of those little sticks, turns blue.
He's the
plus
best.
Or minus. Today's celebrity birthdays, drummer Zach Farrow of Paramore is 20 years old today.
Oh.
Paramore, of course, playing our big concert this weekend. You're 20 years old, you're the drummer for Paramore. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Just want to check.
Mm-hmm.
Supermodel Bar Raffaelli is 25 years old today.
Come on.
Actress Angelina Jolie is 35 years old today. She shares the same age and birthday with Russell Brand. Celebrates his 35th as well. Actor Noah Wiley of ER is 39 years old today. Comedian Horatio Sanz is 41 years old today. Actor Scott Wolfe, who's really good in V. I don't know if you guys are watching V or not, but he is really good.
I am. He is good.
He's 42 years old today. Another one of those guys. He's like Stamos, or one of those guys who just doesn't age.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like he did in Party of Freaking Five. He's 42 years old. How about a wrinkle? How about something? Let us know you're human.
It isn't right.
Maybe you're a visitor, Scott Wolf. Al B. Shore celebrates his 42nd birthday today. And El DeBarge is 49 years old today. How frustrating must it be for Dave the King of Mexico to have a guy named El and a guy named Al have a birthday on the same day? Can you imagine?
Does he know which is which?
Oh, it's a birthday for L.B. Shore and Al DeBarge. He just must be losing his mind. No one knows what he's talking about.
He can say both sounds, but he does flip them.
There's no way you can get them in the right order. Oh, L.B. Shore and Al DeBarge both have birthdays today. Oh, must be driving them nuts. Well, we'll be celebrating DeBarge's birthday all day today.
Sure.
I'll bring you a little taste of some DeBar's music.
I have a little taste if you want.
I know, but it's 6:03.
It's too late now.
Okay, so we move on.
Good call.
Give people a reason to come back. That's Showbiz Beat in the next hour.
Give them something else.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
I'm a little bit worried we're not going to be able to get all of this show in the allotted time. We've got so much Adam Carolla, of course, because it's Friday. We'll be here with This Week in Rage. We got your last chance to win tickets plus backstage passes for the Weenie Roast tomorrow. Got a Laker update for you. Adrian Brody from the new movie Splice is going to be on the program today. Thanks for that info, Bean. So much stuff. But we still have time for our listeners, especially hot Asians, because we got a great email from listener Emma a couple of days ago that we mentioned and got a lot of response to, and I think it warrants further conversation. So let's bring Emma on the show with us and find out what her concern is and see if we can help her. Hi, Emma. Welcome to the program, my dear. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
It was an interesting note you sent us the other day. For folks who weren't listening earlier in the week, recap what your concern was, Emma.
So I am an Asian American female, and I hear this term all the time, this term called yellow fever. And apparently, it's a lot of non-Asian men, particularly, I would say, white men who go for Asian women. And it's weird because a lot of times, like, when I go and date, I can't help but think, like, in the back of my mind, if he's not Asian, is he, like, having this weird Asian fetish? Thinking that I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to be, like, this exotic China doll kind of person. So, kind of creepy.
So it creeps you out that people prefer Asian girls?
No, it's not necessarily that, but it turns into this weird fetish that, like, Asian women are this weird,
different,
like,
than other
kind of
women.
Adult. Yeah, and it's kind of just creepy. Like, I don't want to be preyed upon.
You do end it with what's up with the yellow fever creepsters, and I'd like to say they're playing the side stage tomorrow.
Well, does it actually play out that way with some men, where you discover that they expect things from you that they wouldn't from other women?
It tends to be that, like, I get these comments like, oh, you know, you're so different from other women. You're exotic. I like that.
But,
you know, and
isn't that
and
they, good?
Aren't they just referring to your looks?
It could be, but the way that I take it sometimes is that I feel like I'm being objectified, or it's kind of like...
Well, they are men, so there's some of that.
That's true. You're completely right about that. But it's just, like, I don't want to be dated because of, like, the novelty of me being Asian or me being, like, different looking. I grew up in Orange County, so
right.
I'm not too different looking here.
Yeah, right. No kidding. That's a lot of Orange County. So... How do you navigate that, Emma? How do you find guys to date that don't like Asian chicks? I mean, you want them to like you and go out with you, but you're looking for guys that aren't turned on by Asian chicks. That seems like that's a tough line to walk.
Well, I just don't want, like, guys to date me because I'm Asian. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want anybody dating me, oh, you're Asian, or, like, you know, I have a weird preference for you, or have, like, this weird fantasy or fetish.
Okay, let me ask you this, okay. and we want to take some calls if you have some experience in this area, or maybe you're another, we like as many Asian females as possible to call the program, so if you've got comments, we'd love to hear from you.
Not because of yellow fever. Not because of
that.
Yeah,
no, just because you're smart and articulate.
We're not yellow fever peepsters.
520-1067, we want to hear from you, but let me ask you this. Is this different, do you think, Emma, than other girls, and Lisa has pointed this out on the air before, who may feel that, hey, this guy's only dating me because my boobs are big, or this guy's only dating me because I'm 6'1". I mean,
or
guys
blonde.
Do have, yeah, or blonde or whatever. Guys do have a physical preference. They do have a look that they like. Is what you're talking about any different than any of those examples?
I think that it's similar in a lot of ways because, like Lisa May said, men tend to look for certain kind of physical characteristics. But at the same time, I feel like when it comes to, like, race, it's a really weird, touchy subject, and I always get this question. It's always one of the first questions I get, like, oh, what are you? And I'm like, a person? They're like, no, where are you from? I'm like, Orange County? They're like,
oh,
no.
Oh, wow, you play that game.
Where are you
I'm already
from?
Out by question two. I'm out. I am. I'm like, come on. Stop it.
I mean, I
don't know.
What's the matter?
Emma, I think you may be, look, you're living your life and I can't pretend to understand what the experience is like to be you. But it from my perspective, just from talking to you, it does seem like you're hypersensitive about this because people are interested in what your background is, what your family's background is, what your countries of origin are for your ancestors. I mean, that's fairly typical. I mean, you know, at some point people say, hey, Kevin, where are your people from? You know, I mean,
nope.
It's not that.
And then he tells them the wrong country.
Nope.
He tells them the wrong country because he doesn't really know.
Let me tell you something, Emma.
It's
you should
like
be.
One of the first questions I get.
You should be happy that awful. There's one thing that they have to like about you from a guy who doesn't.
You're Asian.
That's one. That's in the positive.
All right, let's bring on Anthony. He's on line three. He's got an interesting take, and we're going to take your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Anthony. Go ahead. You're on with Emma.
Hey, what's going on? This is Andrew, not Anthony.
Okay, Andrew.
Hi. I apologize.
Listen, guys, don't worry about it. Hey, the whole reason this chick gets dates is because she's Asian. So if she takes that away,
how do you know that? Well,
first of all,
yeah, first of all, that's not a given.
Well, you go shopping. Dating is like shopping. You just automatically go. You go and kind of, you know, you see what you like. That's it. You pick it. Most guys who date Asians, oh, look, an Asian. I like that. I want to date that.
But it sounds like that's exactly what Emma's point is. She would like somebody who dates her not because she's Asian, but because they think she's a good person or a nice chick or something.
Okay,
but
she can email date then. She can do that.
All right. Emma, we're willing to send you out with Andrew if you guys would like to go on a date together. What do you think?
Don't do it.
No.
Yes, I got a backup. I got to back up Andrew.
I'm sorry.
All right, you have to back up Andrew, yes.
And I would like to say it in a less crude way, but the truth is that men are very visually stimulated, and they have certain things that they like and dislike. And I just think that just because a guy likes the way Asian women look in particular doesn't mean that he expects her to be a geisha and open the doors for him and pour his soju. I mean, it's just
would be rad, right?
Sure.
But the way that he said it specifically was, oh, she's Asian, I like that. So I can see where she's saying he's not even taking the time to find out if he would like me. It's the mere fact that I'm Asian.
And he wouldn't.
But you can like blondes, but you're still going to take the time to find out if this is someone you would actually enjoy.
You're going to approach more blondes.
We need to take a break.
You're also going to approach more Asians if that's your particular.
Wait, Emma, can you hold on? I want you to be on the phone when we take some more calls. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, you're not driving, are you?
I'm pulled over.
Okay, good. All right, you hold on.
She's Asian. She can't be driving. That's what you're saying?
I see.
I'm not exotic. I'm Asian. There are more of us than there are of you. So, statistically, you're the exotic one.
Ah, see, we've all learned a valuable lesson here today. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We have listener Emma on the phone who has written us an email, and her complaint is that she feels that guys have yellow fever, that's their term, that they date her only because she's Asian, not because of what else she brings to the relationship. Emma, are you back there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Beautiful.
Will you come over after the show and walk on my back?
See what you did?
All right. Let's try Louise, because we didn't have time for a couple calls. We have Adrian Brody, Oscar winner in the new movie The Splice, coming up here in just a few minutes on the Kevin Bean Show. Let's try Louise. She's on line four. And if I have this right, you are also Asian, Louise. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
No Asian is named Louise. What are you trying to pull here?
We have an Emma and a Louise.
What the hell's going on in this world?
What's happening?
All right, so you probably experienced some of what Emma's talking about. What are your thoughts, please?
My thought is, I honestly, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I think she's a little sensitive to the situation, only because I've dated white guys all my life, and it goes kind of hand in hand. Like, Asian girls do like white guys, too. They also make gorgeous babies when there they get older.
That's true,
like,
by the way.
That is
like,
true. That's a good point.
Like, Exhibit A, Kristen Crook and Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
Like, those are half Asian, and like I think it's also not like so much as they're exotic. It's more like a type.
So it doesn't bother you. You're not worried that the guy is only dating you because you're Asian?
No, because like I think that's more like an old tradition. I think it's more of a joke now than it is like more. Oh my God, you have yellow fever because I don't know. I've just dated white guys and.
What Emma refers to as the yellow fever creepsters? And I think you probably know exactly what she's talking about. Have you ever encountered a situation like that where you felt like the guy was in it for all the wrong reasons?
Actually, no. In all honesty, no. I see guys holler for all the wrong reasons just because I'm Asian. But I've never gotten that situation. Like, oh my God, does this guy honestly want me to be all gay-shit out for him?
Emma,
I've never.
Thank you for the call, Luis. We appreciate it. Emma, have you had a bad experience? Is that where this is coming from?
Yeah, it's from men who've approached me before about being Asian and things that they've asked me that kind of weirds me out. You know, they'll ask things like, oh, is it true what they say about Asian women? And I'm just like, what? What's true?
You know, and you know where they're going with that.
That's a pretty broad question.
Like, they're like, oh,
you're very small. I love how petite you are. And okay, yeah, you know, you could guess. But something that I want to ask about Louise, and I don't know if she's still on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I already hung up on her. I apologize, but go ahead. What's the question?
That's okay. Well, there's, like, Asian women who only date white guys, and I think that's silly, too.
Listen, I'm so tired of being objectified as a white guy.
Exactly, right? Right, Kevin?
People expect certain things.
But again, again, though, Emma, just like guys who only date Asian women, some people have a type that turns them on. And why would they say, well, just for the sake of diversity, I'm going to go out and date a black woman now? If they like Asian chicks, what's wrong with only dating Asian chicks? If Louise, as an example, likes white guys, what's wrong with dating white guys?
Because I think it's kind of racist. Like, think of, you know, we should all, I don't know if this is kind of, like, hippie of me, but, you know, we should kind of just, like, work past all those things.
Is there such a thing
in an ideal world? Yeah.
Is there such
an ideal world?
Yeah. I have a question.
That's why I prefer to stay away from them. Yeah.
I have a question. Is there such a thing as an Asian hippie? Is that possible?
Well, Ang Lee made the Woodstock movie.
Okay,
so maybe
close
he
enough.
Qualifies. All right, let's do one more. Paul is on line one. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Paul. You've been hearing the conversation with listener Emma about the yellow fever creepers. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm Asian, too. And among us, it's common knowledge that the white guys with yellow fever have small penises.
Because they want
girls?
Yeah, they think the Asian women haven't seen anything but Asian penises, so they'll be impressed by anything a white guy brings.
That does explain Psycho Mike.
I was
going
to say, I'm proof that Paul's right.
Excellent point, Paul. Hadn't thought about that. Thanks for the call. And thank you, Emma, for the call, too. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Less than 1 hour from right now, your last chance to win tickets and backstage passes for the Weenie Roast. It's tomorrow, don't you know? It's going to be 100 degrees. Did I mention that, by the way? I mentioned it's going to be 100 out there at the Weenie Roast.
You have mentioned that 7,000 times now.
All right. It's a Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. There are two types of moviegoers in the world. There are those who see the commercial on TV for Splice and go, no, please. And then there's me who goes, that looks awesome. I can't wait
me
to
as
see
well.
It. Open it up today. We're very excited to welcome back to the program Academy Award winning actor Adrian Brody, one of the stars of Splice.
Yay!
Hey, Adrian. How are you, man?
Thanks. You and me both.
you got me when I saw this commercial. First of all, I always enjoy watching you. Second of all, I've had the biggest crush on your co-star Sarah Polley for years. And third of all, when I saw that creature on my TV, I said, I'm in. This looks like a lot of fun.
You might end up with a crush on that actress as well.
I don't know. She scares
me. It's amazing. It's a fun movie. And, you know, it definitely, the classic horror elements and sci-fi elements, it'll definitely fulfill all those things, but it's so much more than that. It's such a great, complex, twisted. It pushes the boundaries more than most.
I got to tell you, I love movies like this, and I love scary movies, and if you were to ask me to give you one word, to, you know, review the trailer, it would not be fun. I mean, that's good, but that's, you know, it looks scary.
Fun. I mean, I laugh, you know, somehow I take a weird, and I play those characters, but I take this kind of weird pleasure in watching a fictional character kind of slowly walk off a bridge, and you know, you watch as these two geneticists basically make one mistake after another that kind of changes history and the course of their lives.
Now you make a hybrid of a human and an animal, is that right?
Yes.
What animal?
Yeah. It's a number of animals. There was a wren in there. There's a bird. There are a few key genes of. I believe a salamander that's in there as well, and
it's a gumbo. Basically, it's throw everything in a pot and see what comes out.
That's what you want in that situation. Are scientists that have too many variables, so that if something goes wrong, they don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, well, most people don't know. We're seeing that in the world.
Yeah,
it's pretty horrible. They're able to do tremendous things and often very positive, but then when things go wrong, we all suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the real world, because although you're a movie, and if you're just joining us, we've got actor Adrian Brody on the phone talking about Splice opening in theaters everywhere today. Your movie is entertaining, and that's what it's meant for. We're meant to go to the movies and have a good time. But I love stories like this because these are real-life ethical decisions, decisions that are being made in laboratories all across the world right now. Maybe not quite as advanced as what you've got going in your Petri dish, but there are people who are fooling around with genetics and fooling around with DNA and doing things that make other people really uncomfortable because science is kind of outstripped maybe the ethics involved in some of those decisions. And I'm sure that you get into that with your character's interaction with the outside world, I bet.
Yes, I mean, I try to remain objective because, you know, it's my goal and you know, it's important that I don't judge a character too much going into it, but I cannot discount my own personal feelings towards
right.
things. And, you know, look, it is complicated. I'd say for the most part, modern science is remarkable and has done tremendous good for mankind and prolonging our health and in the public sector there are bioethics committees and there's a lot of scrutiny. I mean, I think back in the Clinton administration they created this kind of government level watch and
after Dolly the sheep. That's right. That was when that whole thing blew up where people said, "Whoa, what are we doing now? And do we want to do it?"
Right.
But Adrian, let me ask you this question because you must have done research. I mean, how many years away is this, or is it possible that there is somebody out there already trying these things? Because it seems to me like there would be.
I wouldn't put it past
trying. I don't know that they're succeeding.
The current possibility, if not something very close. I mean, what's uncanny is that they just created what they're calling an artificial cell,
right?
2 weeks ago. So. Which they basically stripped out all the DNA of a cell and put in a modified new DNA chain that they've constructed, and it lived. And that
wow.
You know, and it's going to kill us all one day.
I would like to remind you, though, that Tony Stark thought the Iron Man suit was 10 years away from anybody else getting it. All you need is one Mickey Rourke out there in a lab in Russia, man.
Yeah, just be Mickey careful. Rourke with a plasma gun.
That's just exactly. A movie, though, Bean. That's...
And this is just a movie. All right, let's hear a clip from Adrian Brody's film. Again, it's called Splice. You've heard the setup. You've got a couple of geneticists who are doing creepy things in the lab and making something that I don't want to have in my house. Listen up.
Nobody is going to care about a few rules after they see what we have made.
See what we've made? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Nobody can see what we've made.
Once they see Ginger and Fred, don't you think the world's going to want to know what's next? Do you think they could really look at this face and see anything less than a miracle?
Oh, man, does that mean bad things.
Yeah. That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen in my life. Last question for you, Adrian, because you know, there are a lot of people who love special effects in movies. How is your creature made? Are you actually acting opposite something that they built for you, or is it a green screen and they added it after, or what?
It's a number of all of those things. It's at times, you know, you're interacting with something that will be entirely designed, you know, computer generated in the early stages. I mean, what's amazing is that this creature grows at a very rapid rate, so we get to see basically the span from birth to adult, young adulthood. And we had a wonderful young actress as a child, and then Delphine Chaniac, who's a French actor, who's just amazing, played Dren as a young woman, so to speak. And she gives a remarkable, nuanced performance. And I think, you know, the CG work creates this, really, it's a flawless, you know, you don't really realize you're watching an actor so much.
Right.
But you have to give credit to the tone and the sensitivity that she brings to it, both for my work to interact with her, but for what the audience gets, it's really a remarkable contribution on the part.
And my final question is, how does it end?
Well, you can't give that away, Kevin. Come on.
And it doesn't end well.
That's a surprise.
That's why I'm going.
You got to save that for Splice 2, Electric Boogaloo. You don't want to know that now. All right, Adrian Brody, always great to catch up with you on The Kevin and Bean Show. You always make such interesting choices with your movies. I'm excited about Splice this weekend. Thanks a lot for coming on, dude.
appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
I know.
It's Friday. Ralph has the movie beat coming up. Plus, the Ace Man will be here. Adam Carolla is this week in Rage, minutes away on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now,
not here yet. Got to be on soon, but not here yet.
On the road.
Yeah, I might have to call.
Tell me about traffic.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do want to mention we are still auctioning off my personal Weenie Roast tickets to raise money for Annabelle and her daughter, who were the victims of that hit and run back in 2008 that I saw. I would want to give everyone just my deepest appreciation and gratitude for all the money that we've been able to raise for her and her daughter. They absolutely need it. And people are coming out of the woodwork offering other stuff, you know, medical assistance, and the scooter store gave her that scooter she can get around on. I mean, people have just been so generous. And so we want to raise a little bit more money for her with this auction. You can go to KMB Bay at KevinandBean.com. That's where the auction is happening. The auction closes at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to know who the big bidder was, and all the proceeds, 100% of them, will go to Annabelle and her daughter. It's a pair of my seats at Winnie Roast. You get VIP passes, you get VIP parking, you get a couple T-shirts, you get to hang out with the Kevin and Bean Show if you like. So please go and bid if you're so inclined. So far, the high bid is $1,750.
Awesome.
Wow, nice.
So that's pretty terrific. Yeah.
9 a.m. is the cutoff.
And also, there's another listener that has started something over there on Cafe Press where you can sell your own T-shirts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's cafepress.com/theAW project for Annabelle Ward. And she has designed her own personal line of T-shirts for men and women. And all the proceeds from the T-shirt sales will go to Annabelle.
Huh.
So it's very kind of her. So I just want to give you a heads up. By the way, I'm glad I'm auctioning off my tickets because I will not be able to attend Weenie Roast this year.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just found out the lineup for the Brea Summerfest this weekend.
Right.
Eddie Money and the TV Batmobile will both be at the Brea Summerfest.
What?
This weekend.
Oh, no.
Why don't they just call it Ralph Fest?
You might as well just call it,
hey,
this is for Ralph.
Come on down with all the things you love, Ralph, in one place. Fest. Why don't they call it that? Eddie Money and the Batmobile.
Yeah, will they be showing the first 50 minutes of Sharktopus on the big screen?
They should be. And have a 2-for-the-money marathon and NYPD, what?
Huh?
NYPD Blue to Officer Gruden marathon. They should just make it Ralph Fest. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Speaking of NYPD Blue, this broke my heart, the story this morning. Mark Paul Gosselaar from NYPD Blue and Saved by the Bell. He and his wife, Lisa, apparently are splitting up.
Uh-huh.
It was a drag because
They've been married a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, 14 years. And I got to be friendly with Mark Paul when I was working on NYPD Blue. And I got to tell you, he is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Truly, just a genuinely good dude. And Lisa was very, very sweet as well. So it's kind of sad, especially because they have kids, a boy named Michael and a little girl named Ava, who's 4 years old. So that's sad news, and I hope they both get through with it as easily as possible, because divorce sucks. But.
Was it after she met you, she just couldn't look at Mark the same way?
It's no fault of my own. I don't go out of my way to do this.
You don't seek out that attention.
Not at all.
Right.
But when you've got the sexual magnetism,
sure,
it's a byproduct. It's an unfortunate byproduct of just being Ralph Garman.
Sure.
Some chicks just love leather coats. There's nothing you can do.
Leather's always sexy. Ask anyone. Amy Winehouse may have cleaned up her act, they're saying.
Nope.
She was spotted cruising around London this week with a deep, dark tan.
What?
Can you imagine Amy Winehouse with a tan?
No. She got to be fake, painted
on. She was showing off her cleavage. And then the story also says she surprised a few random fans on the street by giving them a big, wet, sloppy kiss.
That's scary.
Okay. That's not what you want.
Maybe she hasn't cleaned up, right?
You don't want that.
No, she should be quarantined. She shouldn't be able to do that to people. That's worse than Splice.
She's like the animal in Splice.
Exactly. There should be some sort of measures taken to secure the public against that sort of disaster.
You're almost guaranteed to get something communicable if she kisses you.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
Yes. Another day, another reality show. Apparently, Heidi Klum and Seal are taking their marriage to television to launch a new advice show for couples called Love's Divine. Hmm. The duo have been married for 5 years, and so they will be giving advice to other couples. Hey,
I've been married for 5 years. Where's my TV show? It's just 5 years. What are they going
to
tell us?
Are you married to Heidi Klum?
No, I'm not. No.
They're a little bit too much about rubbing how happy they are in everybody's face for
I
my
agree.
Money. Well, they seem to have a renew. They renew their wedding vows like every 6 months or something?
On every anniversary, they renew their wedding vows, yeah.
Is that just to sell pictures to the tabloids or something? Is that why they do it?
I'm not sure.
I don't like it.
All right, beans out.
I'm out.
Madonna has cast British actor James Darcy as King Edward VIII, or King Edward VIII, in her film about the king and American divorcee Wallace Simpson. He legendarily abdicated the throne in order to marry the commoner from America. And Madonna, if I didn't mention this before, is directing the film.
Wait, I was going to say, what's her participation?
Wow. She is directing the film. Sad. It's called W.E., and she will be directing the film. I don't know if I mentioned this, but she will be directing the film.
Better behind than in front of the camera, though, don't you think?
True.
No.
I mean, if they're good actors.
Six of one, half of the other.
If they're good actors, maybe they can pull it off anyway, in spite of the fact
that
she's...
If it was a play, I'd say yes, maybe you're right. But in a film, if the director sucks, odds are the final product will not be redeemable.
Has she directed anything by herself?
She directed one film beforehand.
She did.
That was just savage.
A disaster.
By critics and audiences alike. So
Swept Away? Was that what it was called?
No, that was the one she was in, I think. Yeah. She starred in that one about the two people who hate each other who were washed up on a desert island. This other film, I forget the name of it, but it was not good.
Look, here's where she ought to be in this movie. In the audience. That's
there
where
you
she
go. Oh, no, you didn't. And this is a great story. Actor Jake Weber, who is on Medium.
Mm-hmm.
Told a reporter this week that when he was 8 years old, he had an interesting job. He was a drug mule for the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Apparently his father, Tommy Weber, was friends with the Stones, and so Tommy took his little boy Jake, 8 years old, and strapped cocaine to him.
Oh, my God.
And his six-year-old brother to get the drugs through customs back in 1971.
Awesome.
The coke apparently was a wedding gift from Keith Richards to Mick Jagger when he was marrying Bianca.
Yes.
And Tommy was concerned he would get busted with the drugs, so he strapped them to his 8 and 6 year old boys, thinking they probably would not be not catch the notice of customs officials.
Father of the year.
He absolutely is.
Congratulations. That's great.
And thank you, by the way, for giving me an excellent idea what to do with my own child. It never would have dawned on me. Today's celebrity birthday, Zach Farrow of Paramore is 20 years old today. Supermodel Bar Raffaelli is 25 as well. Angelina Jolie turns 35. Russell Brand is also 35. Noah Wiley from ER is 39. Comedian, former SNL star Horatio Sanz is 41. Never funny, by the way. Not once. Ever.
I can't even picture him. But
he was the fat guy on Saturday Night Live. One of the fat guys. You know, they always have the fat guy.
Sure.
He was the Hispanic fat guy on Saturday Night Live. Scott Wolf from V is 42 years old.
Scott Wolf.
Sorry. And while we're getting into Dave the King of Mexico territory, L.B. Shore is 42 years old today, and Al DeBarge celebrates his 49th birthday. Do we have time for a little DeBarge? I know we're running late, but I hate to disappoint.
I
promise.
After the top of the hour
people,
already,
I promised them if they stuck
one
around
hour
for the
from
next
right
show,
now.
Is, if they stuck around for the next show, is I'd give them a little DeBarge. I feel just bad.
Well, an hour from now we'll do it.
Oh, that's you're just,
an hour.
You're just a DeBarge tease now. That's all you are. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Fridays were the best day on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's Friday, obviously, and because the Ace Man shows up. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla joins us in studio.
Get it on.
He's here like once every 3 weeks. We love it.
Yeah, get it on.
I love that Adam comes in, like Kevin said, about once a month in person. Yet he's barking orders and making decisions and changing things around.
That's what
he wants things done his way if he's going to show up. What's your complaint today?
Well,
what's going on?
I got some suggestions. One big one, actually. Bean and I spoke about it flesh to flesh in person.
Wow.
In Seattle. I was listening to not only this radio station, but others along the way on my ride in this morning and heard the time given out about 155 times. And then I thought about it. Do we really need the time given out every 8 minutes on the radio these days? I mean, back in the day, you did not have a clock in your cell phone. You didn't have a cell phone.
Right.
Now we have a clock. Well, first off, you wake up to something called a clock radio.
It's
got the word clock. before radio. So you wake up to that, mm-hmm. then you go down to the kitchen. The coffee maker's got a clock in it. The microwave has a clock in it. The oven has a clock in it.
That's true.
Everything has a clock in it. And then you get into your car, and that has a clock in it built into the radio. Every car in the last 20 years has a goddamn clock in it. What's with the time all the time? Is there ever a point in your morning where you get up and you're just sitting around and you go, man, I don't know if it's 4 in the afternoon or 6 a.m.
I'm totally lost.
What's going on? What am I in the bathroom? What's up? What's this hot stuff in my... Oh, it's coffee. Look at that there. No. And I would argue if it was 6:47 in the morning and you really didn't know what time it was, you don't need to know what time it
is.
You're my dad now. It does not matter when you get up. It doesn't matter what you do. You just have the USA Today in your lap for 9 hours. I'm just saying, let's knock off the time.
Okay.
And let's knock off the math on the time. Don't need the 6:51. That's 51 after the hour.
9
get
till.
It. Never confuse. Never say to anybody, what time is it? 6:51. And... I'm going to take a swing at you, dude, if you don't inform me a little more clearly, if you're not a little more specific, and then that's 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. Don't need it. Clocks everywhere. It's not like I'm driving down Ventura Boulevard parked in front of the Citibank waiting for the clock. Come on, temp, temp, temp. Come on, give me some time. Give me some time. I know it's 71. Oh, God, with the Celsius.
Slow down.
What time is it? We all know what time it is. Everyone in their car knows what time it is. Everyone in their house knows what time it is. And especially in the morning, we know exactly what time it is. Stop it. Play another Sublime song. Don't need to hear it. Knock
it
off.
With the exception of being in a Las Vegas casino, it's impossible to get away from the time, so stop with telling you the time.
Right.
I understand.
Yes, there's no radios in casinos, so that falls on deaf ears anyway.
But you don't want to know when you're in a casino
either. That's my point. No windows, no time. But in my car, I am actually annoyed by finding out what time it is in my car because I know I'm running late.
And you can't speed up because of the traffic.
Adam Carolla is in studio 1 week from tonight, by the way. He is going to be at Borderline in Thousand Oaks doing his patented live podcast / stand-up. You can see him in person the next day, Saturday, June 12th, at the El Portal in North Hollywood. I know that's a great venue for you, Ace.
Yeah.
You can get all the information about those shows and buy tickets at adamcarolla.com. A quick break. We return with This Week in Rage on the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to join us tomorrow and be backstage at the Weenie Roast. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to be playing, well, I'm sad to say, Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits.
We're going to whistle songs. You have to identify them. It's a terrible game.
So
well,
good luck with that.
Because you can't whistle.
Because I can't whistle.
So if you want to play, get a chance to win the very last pair of tickets, you can call right now. First, though, it's Friday. While you're dialing and smiling, why not listen to Adam Carolla and This Week in Rage?
Time for This Week in Rage.
First off, quick heads up for those of you commuting 7:24 after the hour. It's 36 away from the top of the hour. Straight up, we got traffic news, and more traffic at the top of the hour. It just turned 7:25, everybody. I got to jump in again. That's 25 after the top of the hour. It's 35 away from 8 o'clock and about 8,000 hours from the slow march to the grave. All right. Number three, working down to number one, Poison, and more specifically, Brett Michaels. I don't know who let this guy back, but I want him out again. I'm tired of this a-hole. I really am. Oh, Poison, Every Rose. That song sucks. That song sucks, and Talk Dirty to Me sucks, and let's not glorify the past. Does it work this way with anything else? Like all these horrible hair bands from the 80s that blew rhino ass in 1988, and all of a sudden everyone's sitting around going, you know what? The Cinderella was pretty good. Didn't we do that with other things? Do we like the people sit around? You know what? This Stalin wasn't a bad guy. I mean, he was not politically not great, made a few miscues there, but you know what? Overall, decent performer, decent spokes guy for the country. No! It should get worse. Poison sucks. Brett Michaels sucks. I know we feel sorry for him, but is that all it takes to be a star?
Yes.
Hey, we feel sorry for a guy who's in a bandana, so let's go ahead and make him the next judge on American Idol? Really? Poison sucks. Their music sucks. His songs suck. And yes, and by the way, maybe God is telling him something. Every time he goes out on stage, he gets hit by a piece of scenery or a vessel bursts in his head. Maybe God's saying, hey, Brett, Poison sucks. Now take a rest.
Hang it up.
I'm going to really take you down. I swear to God, if he gets on American Idol, a whole lighting rig is just going to crush him. Yeah. It's enough with Brett Michaels. Oh, but he's a nice guy. So what? My neighbor's nice. Jesus Christ. All right, where else was I? Number two, World Cup. World Cup's coming.
Can't wait.
World Cup's coming. Everyone's pumped up. We don't want the World Cup. We don't like the World Cup. Why? We're Americans. We have real sports over here. You guys have been forcing this crap on us since, Pele and the Cosmos and 1977. We don't like soccer. We have something called football, real football, American football, where black guys run into each other instead of white guys dancing around each other. And it's much more exciting. And whether it's soccer or the metric system, we don't want it. And by the way, do we bother you? Do we go to Europe and go, come on, what about drag racing? Come on! Come on! It's the sport of the future! Come on, you don't have arena football? Come on! Come on! No! You reject it? Fine, we move on! You guys make horrible waiters. You'd come by and you'd go, hey, man, have you tried the steak tartare? No, thank you. Come on! Come on! No, thanks. I really don't like... Come on! I'm not leaving this booth until you order some. We don't like soccer. Leave us alone! Jesus Christ! We understand there's cultural things you reject. We reject that. Leave us alone. That's all I want to say. Kevin, you like it, like the crowd. You like the hooligans, you like the drunkenness, you like the flags, you like the nations at war.
All right.
If you remove the crowd from the soccer game, you have nothing. Imagine soccer played in an empty stadium. What do you have? Nothing. Listen, Europe, focus on porn. That's your greatest export. Forget about soccer. Prioritize. Let's go now. I'm running low on Europorn.
Okay.
I'm almost out, Bean. I'm at a critical point.
I understand.
Jeez.
All right. Even German?
Yes, I'm even running low on that. I'm low on E. I'm going to hit a mountain or have to crash land my penis somewhere. Let's go. I need to replenish.
Ace, I hate to interrupt. 727 now. Just turned 727.
At 27 yeah, after the hour.
People hadn't heard it for the last 4 minutes. We'll make sure they did.
All right, I'll go quick now. Number one, this move, and I don't know, it happened to me on the way here, where you have that slow guy just dragging his bumper down La Brea, just father time, just in that Chevette, just dragging that car down there. And you do that move where you honk, and then you hit the high beams, and he's still going 19 miles an hour. So you do a ballsy move where you zip around him, and then just to set the hook, you slide back in front of him real fast to show him what real driving's all like, and then you miss the next goddamn signal. And then he just sits there right behind you. You've arrived at exactly the same time, and you're both just sitting there. What is that rule that you have to miss the next signal every time you do one of those FU passes? Couldn't we make just one? Couldn't my move be worth something? Nope, it's all for naught, because we're both sitting at the same crappy signal. And it's not even a major intersection. It's always a small street.
Yeah.
That's God punishing me for what is an aggressive yet assertive move. Why is that? And then he's just burning holes in the back of your neck. Oh, young whippersnapper. What's your all-wheel drive and V8 horsepower doing for you now, buddy? With your foot on the brake. Smooth move, X-Lax. We're both sitting here. Except for you just lost 2 gallons of gas passing me.
He does win.
Yes. All right.
See Adam Grohl live on stage next weekend, Friday in Thousand Oaks, Saturday in North Hollywood, and then the following weekend he'll be hitting Chicago on Friday and Saturday the 17th and 18th. All details at adamcarolla.com, and check out his fine lineup of podcasts there too. Adam, have a great weekend, man. Hey, well, we see you tomorrow. Are you coming down to the Weenie Roast or no?
Yeah! No.
All right.
What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
Well, this one we sure will, that's for sure. It's your very last chance to win tickets to join us at the Weenie Roast tomorrow, plus backstage passes, and we thought we'd do it with the most annoying game possible. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits.
Kevin and Bean whistling the hits. Can you figure out what the hell it is?
Trust me, you won't.
Kevin and Bean whistling the hits. Can you figure out what the hell it is?
If you think this was awful, wait till you hear him whistle.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Man, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Now, it's been a while since we played Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits, and for good reason. Explain to the listeners at home, in their cars, and also on hold waiting to play how the game goes.
It's time to play Kevin Whistle, Bean Whistles, and Kevin Blowhums the Hits. Kevin and Bean will whistle, more or less, the tunes from some of your favorite artists playing this year's Weenie Roast. We'll give you the name of the band. You just need to identify the song.
Now, in the past, we've asked for the band and the song.
Too hard.
So
no one knew.
We're going to identify the band for you ahead of time.
Yes.
All right.
Then they need to identify the song.
Yes.
That Bean whistles and Kevin blowhum.
I worked a lot on my whistling yesterday, Mr.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm curious to hear how it sounds. All right. Who's our first contestant today?
Up first is Adam. He's a manager in a bank.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Now, Adam, if you are able to identify the song, Mr. Announcer Man is going to give you the band, and then if you're able to identify the song, we are going to put you in the drawing, and then Lisa will let you know at the end whether you win tickets or not, okay?
Okay.
First up, right. Bean will be whistling a song by Silver Sun Pickups.
What do you think there, Adam?
It was pretty good.
You got me.
Silver Sun Pickups.
It's Silver Sun Pickups. It's their song.
It's really just they only have.
Oh, we were looking for Panic Swim. All right.
Next up is Daniel. He has no job.
Hey, Daniel.
How you doing, guys?
Daniel, get ready. Kevin's going to blow hum a song for you from Stone Temple Pilots.
All right, you ready?
I am.
Wait, I'm trying. I don't want to ruin it for him. Hold on.
Is it easier to whistle when you're laughing?
No, it's much harder. I'm sorry.
Come on now! That does sound like it. What do you think, Daniel? You got a guess for us?
I mean, I'm just taking a guess because you do not know how to whistle.
I know!
But there's nobody else that can whistle for me?
It's STP. Pick a song.
What's the song, dude?
I'm going to say Interstate Love Song.
Wow. That was the Big Empty, and it wasn't bad.
Hey, I got Mr. Announcer Man. By the time I got to it, it was close.
It wasn't bad. If you listen hard and you could hear it, it was not bad.
Wow.
So far, no one's in the drawing.
What a surprise.
Who do we have next?
Coming up next is Mark. He's a student.
All right. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Bean is going to
What do you think of this game so far, by the way?
It's pretty funny, but you guys need a little help on that whistle.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Bean can do better for you, Mark. He's going to whistle for you a song by Sublime.
Okay.
That's all I got, dude.
David?
All right, was that on me or was that Mark?
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great. All right, who's next?
Next up is Felicia. She's a nurse.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Here's Kevin blow-humming a song for you from the Dirty Heads.
Lisa, have you ever blow hummed? It does sound like something you would have done.
It is very effective.
She got the car wrecked
May
that
I
way.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Dirty Heads. Come on now. They only have like a hit.
I got it.
Okay.
What is it?
Lay Me Down.
Yeah! I wish that we could stay here. Eat it! I think the fact they only have the one song made it easier for them. Okay. All right. We got someone in the drawing. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Alex. He's a firefighter, lady.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Good.
Alex, Bean will be whistling for you a song from Paramore.
All right, I've been having a lot of trouble remembering this one, remembering how this melody goes. All right.
That's an abrupt ending,
that's
but
okay. That's all you got, huh?
That's an abrupt ending, but
all right. A little bit of an ad in there. That's the part.
He should have gotten it from that.
Yes.
I hope that's the part that you'll figure out what Paramore song we're talking about here, dude.
Is that Misery Business?
Yeah!
Not the same clip, but all right. Same song.
Okay. All right. One more contestant is really all we have time for, Mr. Announcerman.
Next up is Danny. He works for AAA, which is good because I'm out of gas.
Good morning,
hi, Danny.
Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, hi, Danny.
Danny, Kevin's going to be blow-humming a song for you from Devo.
Unless you'd just like to guess first.
With it.
Yes!
Yeah!
How does he do it?
All right, you are also in the drawing.
All right, you're just in the drawing. Relax.
Yeah, you haven't won yet. You're just in the drawing. Lisa May is going to draw among the three who did successfully compete. And let's find out who wins.
All right, the winner is Felicia.
Felicia.
Yay!
Felicia.
Hello?
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, shut up.
Tickets. All right.
Tickets and backstage passes.
Hell yeah.
We will see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
That was Kabeen Whistles and Kevin Blohums the Hits.
Kevin and Bean, Whistle in the Hits.
Thanks a lot for playing. That was bad, right?
Ralph is still here, still working for the show, so he must not have heard the last game that we just played. You were out smoking or something. You
knew.
Oh, you did hear it. I'm surprised you haven't quit then. I'm surprised you're not worried about us stinking up your resume at this point.
I think this show needs me more than ever now. I'm not a guy to abandon a sinking ship.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday Movie Beat next hour. Showbiz Beat right now. Here's Ralph Garman.
Be cool if that was that. What that was?
What's going on now?
Be a lot cooler. I turned into a superhero there for a minute. That was a
continuation of This Week in Rage is what that was.
Yeah, very impressive.
So Adam's gone was what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Just giving you a heads up, we're still taking bids on the auction to raise money for Annabelle and her daughter, victims of a horrible hit and run crime in 2008. The bid is still at $1,750, I believe. It's for my pair of tickets. For the Weenie Rose concert, VIP passes, T-shirts, VIP parking. Get to meet the Kevin and Bean Show if you're so inclined. So go to K&B Bay, which is our auction site over the Kevin and Bean website, and bid if you want to. I got an email from Annabelle this morning, by the way. It's kind of lengthy, but just a few things you might want to hear regarding everyone who has taken time to donate via PayPal or sent a check here to the station. She just wants to say, I've been overwhelmed and have no words to express my gratitude. How you've opened my heart. You have turned my life around, she says to the listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show. The outpouring of love has been met with disbelief. How could all these people who don't know me, how could they love me so much and take care of me? My own father did not rush to be by my side, nor did he send any money to support me. That is not what love does. And she goes on and on. But she's really just overwhelmed, as you can imagine she would be by
how great everybody's been. So.
How does her own Thanks father, so how does that work?
There are some effed up people in the world, Kevin, and it's sad. Speaking of effed up people, you know, I think Bean is not a winner.
Correct.
I am not full of win?
No, you're not full of win, especially trying to make the catchphrase full of win catch on.
He's been trying desperately to get that to go.
No one's buying it.
Oh, you're full of win.
I have said it twice in a month. That's desperate.
Yeah, but
I guess.
You can tell by the way you're using it. You're trying to, you know, get T-shirts made up and bumper stickers and stuff. You're trying to make that
catchphrase. I still have confidence in it.
Don't.
Full of lose.
Good. It's not good. And everyone keeps thinking you're saying full of wind.
Right.
Exactly.
That did happen
with Katy Perry. That's true.
Yeah. But here's something I think Bean can win. I think he can turn his life around with one fell swoop.
Wow.
Or one swell foop, depending on how you look at it.
That's a pretty big
TMZ. one. TMZ.com. I don't know if you've seen this on their website or not, but they are announcing their gnarly naval contest.
Oh, yeah.
They are a contest for the ugliest belly buttons. And we know our man Bean rocks what has to be the most hideous belly button in North America.
I did discuss entering this contest with my wife this week, and she said there are lots of people whose herniated navels are much further along than yours. You wouldn't have a chance. She discouraged me from entering because she
don't
said,
let her talk you out of that.
Because she said lots of people have the effed up belly button that are even worse than mine.
That's
so
support. That's support you want from your
wife. I know,
wife,
right?
Really.
I'm like, come on, tell me my belly button's ugly.
You got one chance to succeed at something in your life, and she wants to hold you down.
I know.
You can't win
if
you don't play.
Just being realistic. That is true also.
I'm saying enter.
I will enter. I'll do that. I'll enter, sure.
Speaking of TMZ, some great stories this morning over there on that website, including the fact that Charlie Sheen may not be spending 30 days in jail. He may just be spending 30 nights.
What?
Apparently, the Aspen jail tells TMZ that he is eligible for a work release program, which means he could get a job in Aspen where he would spend his days and then just go back to the jail to sleep at night. That's not really jail.
That's not jail at all.
That's working at Coffee Bean or whatever he's doing.
That's weird.
That's folding sweaters at the Gap down there in downtown Aspen.
But he has to have a legitimate job.
He's got to get a job in the Aspen community, and he can work there, and then he can just go home and sleep at the bar.
Go to Taco Bell, and there's
Charlie Sheen. You like chalupa chips with that?
So what would you do, Ralph? I mean, you'd want to take a job just to get out of jail every day, right?
Of course.
Sure.
So what would you do if you're a guy like Charlie Sheen, who clearly isn't going to get an acting job? What would you do?
No, you do whatever's available. Like I said, you become a barista, or you work the drive-thru, yep. Whatever it takes. Doesn't matter what job. He's making $22 million a season over at 2.5 Men. He doesn't need the money.
Right.
He just needs not to be behind bars during the day.
I'd take the most insignificant job I could
Me
find.
Me too.
Be toll booth operator or something.
Right. When we talk to Dr. Drew next, we have to convince him that he must change the name of his show from Celebrity Rehab to something else.
Why?
It's just been announced today that Bonnie Pointer will be the newest star to join the cast of Celebrity Rehab.
I don't know who that is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's
she was one of the Pointer sisters, Kevin.
Yeah!
Oh, boy. They're still alive? Excited.
Apparently one
Some
of them
is.
Are. Yeah. And she's got a drug problem.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
How many of the Pointer are still alive?
I believe Ruth died about a year and a half ago.
I will headbutt you right in your ugly belly button.
Bonnie left the Pointer Sisters right before they really took off big in the 70s, by the way. Went out on a solo.
Stop
it. I thought we were talking about Bonnie Pointer.
Stop it.
We're talking about how no one knows anything about them nor cares.
Stop doing what you're
doing.
She did
have the big solo hit Heaven Must Have Sent You, though, which is very entertaining. Okay, so what's she doing? She's on Celebrity Rehab?
I just don't care.
Join
at all.
Celebrity Rehab along with Shauna Sand and Tila Tequila.
Wow.
And Busy Bone, let's not forget.
Well, yeah, of course.
So that's what makes it Celebrity Rehab. Let's just call it Rehab.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm out of time. I am not going to miss out because I got an angry email. Actually, it was angry towards Kevin. F you, Kevin, says
please.
Jason Manusco. One of the few things I had to look forward to in my sad, pathetic life is Ralph's birthday wishes every June 4th, my birthday, which always includes a shout-out to El DeBarge and a little Rhythm of the Night. Of course, Bar Raffaelli, along with Angelina Jolie, are not too shabby either. Regardless, I expect to hear some DeBarge during Ralph's next segment. Big fan, Jason Manusco. So, Kevin.
We have made you wait two show visits.
I insist we celebrate today's the 49th birthday of singer El DeBarge with his classic hit, Rhythm of the Night.
I got big booty.
That's what this guy has to look forward to all year.
Doesn't that make you just want to shake your ass?
No.
Makes you want to just get a mojito and just dance by the pool. No. Don't taint the sweet DeBarge.
By the best song ever,
Big Booty Bitches. Booty bitches.
By the way, if you haven't seen the video for that, you do have to go to kevinandme.com.
Rhythm of the Night?
No.
Yeah, it is a great video.
No, not that one.
Oh. Al B. Shore is 42 years old today. Scott Wolf is also 42. Horatio Sanz turns 41. Noah Wyle is 39 years old. Russell Brand is 35. He's got a brand new movie in theaters.
Starting today, Angelina Jolie is also 35. Bar Raffaelli, supermodel extraordinaire.
She's unbelievable.
Is 25 years old. And Zach Farrow of Paramore celebrates his 20th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, not to rush past the weekend because it's a big one for us with the Weenie Roast, but looking ahead toward Monday, Harvey Levin will be here from TMZ.com. Our friend Craig Robinson from The Office and the new host of Last Comic Standing is going to be joining us on Monday. He's always hilarious. And Trey Cool from a band you may have heard of called Green Day will be on Monday talking about Green Day Rock Band coming out next week. So very exciting. Be sure to be with us Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, if you watched game one last night of the NBA Finals, it was Lakers Celtics here in Los Angeles. And the Lakers destroyed the Celtics, which was fun to watch. And Kobe at the very end of the game could have held it, but decided to shoot a three-pointer.
There's a three. Bang! Finishing touches. Lakers take game one.
You know, it was never really close. I mean, I know a lot of the game was picked in the first half. There was only, you know, 8, 9, 10 points or something like that. But it never seemed like the Celtics threatened at all, did it?
I know. I loved it. So great.
Yeah.
I know. You want to, you're one of those fans who wants a Laker win.
Yes.
You don't want a close or competitive game.
I love a close competitive game if they win, but it's such a bummer if they lose.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you're really tied to it. And there's an article that came out about the celebrities that show up at the Laker games. And what some of the Celtics had to say about them.
Oh.
Kendrick Perkins, for example, who I believe is their center, he said that the most annoying one is Jack Nicholson. He says, quote, he says some slick stuff when we come on the court. Under his breath, he says, Gasol is ready for you tonight. He's coming for you tonight. He's sitting there trash talking.
Oh, my God.
But see, Jack is an actual diehard Laker fan who's knowledgeable about the game of basketball and truly supports the team year in and year out.
Yeah.
He's not the celebrity you ought to be hating on for showing up. The one you ought to be hating on is Tom Cruise or somebody who shows up only when he's got a movie to promote and doesn't know anything about basketball, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have we thought we would check in with Jack to find out about the game last night. Hi, Jack.
How you doing, fellas?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I couldn't be happier.
What's going on with you there, Jack? It sounds like you're at a waterfall.
Yeah.
No, I'm soaking the old bones in a jacuzzi.
Oh, of course.
You're in a jacuzzi right now.
Some bones need more soaking than others.
Hey, Jack, I always enjoy seeing you on the TV at the games, but do you act anymore? Or do you make any movies anymore?
Well, I first of all resent your question.
I'm sorry.
Of course, I'm still acting. Just waiting for the right project to come along.
Okay, I understand. All right, in the meantime, you've got the Lakers playoffs to get you through the week. It looks like you were having a great time last night.
No, in the meantime, it's banging whores that keeps me going through the week. And a little Lakers sprinkled in occasionally.
Speaking of which, is it true that you tried to have, what was it, dinner, lunch with Jessica Simpson?
I did invite Jessica over for a meal, yes.
And she turned you down?
Yes, she passed.
That doesn't happen often, I imagine.
No, imagine my surprise.
Yeah, no
imagine
kidding.
My penis's surprise.
I would imagine that's
my
very
penis
sad penis
was
also.
Depressed for almost 8 minutes.
Till the next girl came
that's
over?
That's right.
Yeah, you would think someone like Jessica Simpson would want the opportunity just to meet you and to hear what you have to say because you're a legend in the business that she allegedly wants to be in.
Well, that's what I like to think. What I like to cash in on.
Sure.
But I'll tell you, in order to get excited anymore, I sort of have to pursue celebrities.
I see.
You know, I'm not a young man, fellas.
Right.
You know, when you've been around as long as I have, you got to find a new way to keep yourself interested.
Right.
So other than starting to bang dudes, I got to hunt the biggest of all games,
which is
celebrity bras.
Is the dude thing a possibility?
No, sorry, I don't swing that way.
All right, okay.
I'm not like Dustin Hoffman and Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Yeah, what was up with them making out on the kiss cam last night, by the way?
Kissing
that was
at
weird.
The game.
Yeah,
Jack,
weird, right?
No likey.
Now, Jack, it looked like you were upset at the refs for a good part of the game.
Hold on, Kevin. Got some chick comedy to do.
Sorry, go ahead.
You opened the
that
door
was quite,
that
quite the setup there, Kevin. You could kind of see that one coming, right?
I would hope so. Apparently, it's not always the case.
All right, so Jessica,
you guys
struck
like
out
to do
with
some more whistling.
No.
All
we
right,
stuck out with Jessica Simpson. Who else do you have in mind, Jack?
Lined up next, I'm having brunch with Snooki.
Snooki?
Yes. Snooki?
Yeah. I can't picture that at all.
Want to see if any of that fake tan rubs off on me.
Oh.
All right.
I tell you, I'm lucky. I got Rue McClanahan just under the wire.
Oh.
She was on the list. I banged that last week.
Too soon, Jack. Too soon.
I'd like to give myself a challenge.
Right.
Jane Lynch is on the agenda.
Yeah, that, well, that's challenging.
That's going to be tough, yeah.
I'd like to have a couple of the Cheerios watching.
Sure.
Okay. I'd like to nail Michelle Obama.
Wow. Now, that would be interesting, yeah.
Black chicks are freaky.
Well, okay. She's very pretty.
I'm hoping I can get a little some of that flow from the Progressive Insurance commercials.
Really?
I
don't
know
why,
but she does it for me.
Yeah.
And I get that hot chick, Justin Bieber.
Oh, she's something else, yeah.
On her.
She's a little young for you, Jack,
well,
but good luck.
I know. Like my friend Roman Polanski said, if there's grass on the infield, play
okay.
ball.
All right.
Good.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and of course the Weenie Roast is sold out, but tomorrow if you're not at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater,
Woo!
You can go to K-Rock.com and watch the entire thing.
Woo!
It's going to be webcast, so every
Woo!
Second at K-Rock.com,
Woo!
It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, I've been waiting for this all day long. I wonder if Ralph will like Marmaduke.
Oh, don't get me effing started.
Let's see, it's time for the Movie Beat.
Has been watching one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Pretty big weekend in the Cineplexes. Let's take a look at some of the films that are opening this weekend. In limited release, an interesting film that I really want to try to find locally here in Los Angeles. May or may not be in your area yet, but it's called Ondine, and it's directed by Neil Jordan, who is a great Irish writer and director. Gave us probably most famously The Crying Game. It's probably what the movie is best known for. This film stars Colin Farrell, another Irishman, and it is basically a fantasy story based on an Irish fisherman, played by Colin, who catches a mermaid in his nets, and they fall in love. But a dark undercurrent apparently cuts into the love story as well. It's getting a lot of good buzz, and it's supposed to be a really interesting sort of dark fantasy film. So you may want to check that out. Also in theaters everywhere this weekend. Well, I'm glad Ondine is hard to find because I got to make room for Marmaduke. Marmaduke, the least funny comic strip in the history of newspapers.
Well,
being
Peanuts.
Made into a movie. Oh, Marmaduke. Peanuts looks like The Hangover compared to Marmaduke. So, because Marmaduke, boy, he sure loves bones. And he is a strong Great Dane. He will pull you. If you try to walk him, he will pull you. And he Ralph, will break down your screen door if there's worse, food inside your kitchen.
Worse or better than Garfield?
Oh, Garfield is Noel Coward compared to Marmaduke.
Wow, okay.
Marmaduke is the same goddamn joke over and over again.
Right,
which is how big is this dog, right?
We left the bone in the car, and so Marmaduke buried the car because he buries bones. F this movie. Stars Owen Wilson as the voice of Marmaduke. Hey, whatever happened to Owen Wilson? Remember the guy who used to be a funny actor who used to make movies?
Yeah, there was that.
He made that piece of horse crap with Jennifer Aniston about the dog that dies. Tuesdays with Woofie or whatever
Marley
it was called.
Yeah,
that was Tuesdays with Woofie, right.
Yeah.
He was Royal Tenenbaums, remember, back in the day?
Yes.
And so many good movies.
Yes. Used to be funny. Used to make good movies. But
Wedding Crashers. He's the Wedding Crashers guy. What
That's
the hell is he doing in Marmaduke?
Redeeming factor of Marmaduke is Owen Wilson, maybe the voice of Marmaduke, but George Lopez is the voice of his cat.
Oh, wow.
It's got everything.
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. If you don't believe me, just listen to this clip where Marmaduke is talking to the cat, George Lopez, about finding some new friends.
Oh, who am I kidding? Minty breath, better posture. This stuff's never going to work. These guys have real skills. I could never speak gopher.
Why would you want to talk to gophers?
Forget it.
Breaking into new cliques is tough. And breaking into bird cages is even tougher.
I just don't get it. I'm a dog and you're a cat. We get along great.
That's because you're my hermano. If we weren't related, I'd scratch both your eyes out.
Come on.
That's in the movie?
That is in a movie.
Did you make that up to be funny?
I wish. And if I had made something up to be funny, it wouldn't be that.
It would have been funny. Wow.
All right, What about the dogs?
Let's talk about better films, shall we?
Please.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's talk about The Killers instead.
No. No, I'm not going before anyone asks.
Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl star in this romantic comedy. You see, they're married.
Mm-hmm.
But Katherine Heigl doesn't know that Ashton Kutcher is an undercover assassin.
What?
Yes, he's been keeping that from her the whole time.
How did she not know?
And then she finds out. And let me tell you something, my little blonde friend.
Yes?
Chaos ensues.
Does it?
Hijinks mm-hmm. follow.
Sure.
Even when they went to see True Lies, this didn't come up?
Yeah, really. Katherine Heigl, Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher, by the way.
Yeah.
Eighth wonder of the world. One of the mysteries of the faith. How Absolutely. He keeps making movies.
I agree.
Here's a scene where Ashton Kutcher and Jenna's a flashback where the two lovers meet.
Yeah, je ne parlais pas.
No, I got it the first time. Why were you pretending back then?
I don't know. Why did you follow me?
I was already going to the beach.
Yeah, well, I could be going swimming, too.
Are you?
No. I'm just going to go marinate in shame.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
It's nice to meet you, Spencer.
Do you have a name?
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, it's Jen. It's just Jen.
You know, I'm glad that I followed you to the beach. Just Jen.
Oh, the screen crackles with chemistry.
Oh, my wow. God.
Kill yourselves.
Did you Everyone enjoy, involved. Lisa? You make that up?
I'm Everyone involved in this project.
It looks horrible.
You got two choices. Get the F out of Hollywood or kill yourself. You got no business. No business making movies.
Kutcher was fine on That 70s Show playing that
yeah,
character.
Yeah,
he was fine.
Good-looking dope. That's what he played. Yeah, good-looking dope.
Exactly. I'm with you. I don't understand how he's done 20 major motion pictures since.
I enjoy his Canon commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I find him charming
sure.
and talented in 30-second chunks.
I haven't seen that.
He wasn't in a thing called 30 second chunks. Oh. Just the commercial's 30 seconds long. Splice. Heard you guys talking to Adrian Brody about this film. Now, this looks genuinely creepy and actually interesting. Two scientists fuse DNA samples from a bunch of different animals to come up with a broad that has a kangaroo tail will eat your face off. Sounds like a bad recipe to me. Here's a scene from Splice where Sarah Polley, who plays the other scientist opposite Adrian Brody, discovers something a little off in their genetic laboratory.
Temperature. Clive? Clive?
Oh! What happened?
It's alive.
Get out of there. I'm going to gas it.
Wait. Don't kill it.
Elsa, get out, okay? I'm hitting the gas.
I'm not going to hurt you.
In three.
Clive, I said don't.
Kill it! What's wrong with you?
Kill it!
Gas it!
When you hear something skittering across your floor and screeching, and it's a little crazy winged kangaroo hybrid killer monster thing, you gas it.
If you're the scientist that made it and you're surprised it's alive, gas it.
But she has motherly love towards it. She can't bring herself to kill it.
Now,
gas them both.
This is Frankenstein. That's what this is, right, Ralph? It's a Frankenstein movie.
More or less, yeah. Yeah, with a sort of a motherly twist, with a hormonal twist to it. But it looks genuinely frightening and very entertaining. And lastly, Get Him to the Greek stars Jonah Hill, of course, Russell Brand. Russell Brand returns as his character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Aldous Snow. And Jonah Hill plays the young record exec who has to get him to the L.A.'s Greek Theater in time for a concert. And will he do it? Will he achieve it? Will he learn something important along the way?
I'm guessing.
Will he learn
all,
something about all, himself
all
and
above.
Others? In his travels with this crazy rock star, will this buttoned-up young man loosen up a little bit and learn an important lesson and maybe have some laughs and find some love along the way? I'm guessing yes. Here's a scene from Get Him to the Greek.
Aldous, I can't sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I can't sleep, man. This adrenaline is just coursing through my whole body.
Aaron, don't be selfish. I'm really tired. I've had a really difficult few days. Been under a lot of pressure. Just let me relax.
No!
Aaron, you're being strange.
No! Kept me up for 3 days. You got me all jeffried up and you stabbed me in the arm with an adrenaline needle. You're staying up and talking to me.
I gave you that adrenaline for your own good. Your life was in jeopardy. I'm like a guardian angel.
Right, that's not the funniest scene in the movie, but...
Right?
But it does sound really good.
It does sound good.
It looks funny to me.
So I'm going to check that out. Get Him to the Greek is my choice this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walked Movie Beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman Movie Beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, getting into the Afro line calls in a minute. But first, 22 minutes from right now, the bidding is shut down for the Kevin and Bean auction to raise more money for Ralph's friend Annabelle. If you've been listening the last couple weeks, maybe you've heard mention of Annabelle. Ralph and his wife were witness to her being hit by a car. Her daughter, and two of her dogs hit by a car. Just unbelievably serious, life-threatening, life-changing injuries. A year and a half later, she still is practically an invalid as a result of it. Just broke. Really needs your help. And one of the ways that Ralph decided to help her out, which I thought was a great idea, is to auction off a fantastic Weenie Roast prize package. If you're sitting there thinking, man, that's an unbelievable show tomorrow. I sure would like to be there. But how? Maybe this is your answer. Two tickets to the show, VIP party passes, VIP parking, meet and hang out with the Kevin and Bean Show. That one's optional. You don't have to if you don't want to. Weenie Roast t-shirt, and Ralph has said that he'll buy you a drink. How about that? So you get all of that. The current leading bid is $1,800 as of about 5 minutes ago, $1,800. If that sounds like something you can swing and you want to try to top that, it's raising money for a fantastic cause. We encourage you to go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com right now and make your bid, and we'll have to close the bidding at 9 o'clock and then pick our winner.
Now, we're not bright, so when we started this auction, you could only bid once per email address.
That seems stupid.
It would lock you out.
Yes.
So, but it's been fixed.
Okay.
So if you'd like to go back and do it, then feel free to do it. Sorry about that whole thing where you might want to bid twice in an auction.
We do things different around here.
Yes.
So thanks in advance for your support, and all the money's going right to Annabelle. So please do check it out at kevinandbean.com. All right, time for the Afro line now, 323-520-AFRO. That's our number. You call us, leave a message, and we play it back on the air.
Kevinandbean.com, by the way, is the same place where you can watch every second, if you're not here, of...
Winnie,
that is impressive. Yeah. Painful, but impressive.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Well, obviously it's not Gary Coleman because he's dead.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Best call ever.
Wow.
Best
call
ever. Really? That guy's just waiting to do his Gary Coleman's dead chunk.
Yeah.
So apparently Gary Coleman died of an intracranial brain hemorrhage. That's like a different stroke, right?
Oh, because, see...
Yeah.
See, because Lisa's show is called Different Strokes. Yeah. So, gotcha. You get it.
All right.
I think Bean is great. He's smart and funny and wise and handsome. All that. End recording. Bean, was that good? Will you please release my wife from the trapdoor underneath your guest bed now?
Did you hear that part?
You weren't supposed to hear that part.
We have given away some crap in our time.
Yeah, so I was going through the kitchen this morning, you know, in preparation for getting stuff together for a dinner we're going to have people over. And I came across a can of Kevin and Bean gravy, and I was just wondering if that's still good. If so, can I use it? Bye.
Absolutely.
It's as good as it was the day you got it.
It sure was. 15 years? That's fine. Don't worry about it. You'll enjoy it.
Hey, Mike, I need some Laker etiquette, and I know you're the man to go to. Now, do I put the Laker flag on my car now, or do I wait till after they win? Because, you know, if they lose, I don't want to look like a loser. So I just want to make sure, is it okay now to put on the Laker flag, or do I wait till they've already won the finals?
It's a great question.
Aw, yeah. Three words. Human centipede. Three more words. Me, Kevin, and Bean. Aw, yeah.
I get the front. I get the front.
I think we're going to pass on that generous offer. However, Kevin, we did get an email from a listener this morning who sent a picture of a guy with, no joke, a human centipede tattoo on his feet that goes across both feet. We have to find that dude and talk to him. That guy's my hero.
Okay, I mean, title fight. You've got 20 seconds, Dave. Ready? Ding, ding. Why can't I talk about Kristen Bell? This is all bonkers. We should be doing a super fun, fluffy King of Mexico crap hour. This is stupid. I'm better than Cleo at this. I'm tired.
Pretty accurate.
Played a song yesterday and put a video up at kevinandbean.com. You have to watch the video. But it does come with a warning that this song will never be removed from your head.
God damn you, Kevin and Bean. I woke up this morning and first thing I could think was, I got big booty bitches, big booty bitches. Oh, f- you guys.
I got big booty bitches, big booty.
stuck with it.
They didn't spend a lot of time on the lyrics, is what we're saying.
But what they came up with was worth it.
We don't want no skinny bitches. Little bitches, cause we don't want no skinny bitches. Back up.
Enough.
£300 Oh.
How much?
£300 Oh.
How much?
£300
Oh. Sing it if you know it.
I got big booty bitches. Big, big.
And how can you not?
I got big.
Enough?
All right, now I have a boner.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on, man?
So our crack website team created an auction where you could only bid once.
That's right. I'm trying to wrap my mind around
this.
That's how that happened.
Yeah. So then you bid once and you're out.
Then they lock you out.
I hope you gave a good bid because you are no longer playing our game.
Is that how auctions work?
I think so. eBay is going to adopt that program because apparently that's it keeps the costs low for the items.
But the key,
if you're trying to raise money, I think you want to keep the bidding as low as possible.
But don't tell them that they only get one. Bid.
No.
Right. That would be a surprise.
Then they would bid as high as they think they could possibly go.
Right. And maybe you've been living, you go back to, I'm going to bid more right. for charity. No. We don't want your money for charity. That would be ridiculous. Really, what do they do over there? What do they do?
I don't know.
It seems counterintuitive to me.
Are they spending all their time on Lightning's Garage?
Yes.
talking about motocross? Is that the problem?
There is a lot of that.
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. All right. There's 5.5 minutes left. In the auction, if you want to get your bid in to win the VIP package, my tickets, VIP passes, VIP parking, T-shirts, get a chance to hang out with the Kevin and Bean crew. That's only about 5 minutes left, so make sure you get your bids in. Currently, the bid is up to $2,525.
Fantastic.
See, when you let people bid more than once, turns out the number rises. It goes up.
Wait a minute. They go back and bid again?
Yes, and then you get more money.
That's weird.
As opposed to keeping a ceiling on it.
I've never heard of that.
And Annabelle gets a taste of that, right? That $2,000.
She gets all of it.
Not a taste. Oh, all of it. Okay.
She gets all of it. Once my expenses are paid.
Why don't we just cap it at $100? Start with that.
Give me $25, I'll give you my tickets. I should have said that in the beginning. Right.
Buy now price.
Unreal.
Yeah.
There's a staff that runs the website.
That's correct.
Of people.
Yes. I've never heard of an auction before.
All right. Let's take a look at showbiz, shall we? Finally, what we've all been waiting for. The sequel to the 1987 hit, Three Men and a Baby. It already spawned.
He's very sad.
Who's playing the harp behind that guy anyway?
What was that? That was the TV production.
Oh, okay.
Intervention, I think.
It already spawned one sequel, Three Men and a Little Lady, because she grew up from being a baby to a little lady.
Is that true?
Don't you forget Three Men and a Little Lady?
Yeah, I totally forgot that.
That was the one where Gutenberg and Selleck and Danson get together and they have to change that diaper.
Yep. Of a little lady?
Anyway, Tom Selleck has told MTV News that Three Men and a Bride is in the works.
No! Okay. No!
Jeez, I just hope Gutenberg can clear his schedule. Because, you know, I got to get all three of them lined up.
It turns out Goots does tons of movies. You just don't ever see them.
That's his problem.
I'm serious. I'm being serious because we made an offhanded joke the other night on Loveline. Then went to IMDb. He's made like 1,000 movies in the last 5 years, but not all of them
really?
Went straight to DVD. Yeah.
Stop it.
Police Academy 94 does not count.
The last time I saw Steve Guttenberg on anything was he had a recurring role. He was fine on Veronica Mars. He's on that show.
Stop making things up. Was that the Lisa Network?
No, that was a real show. You remember Veronica Mars?
I do, yeah, of course. Kristen Bell was in that.
I love Kristen Bell.
Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, Steve Guttenberg all said to be interested in returning to their roles. Ted Danson, not so much. He's less interested, I think, than the other guys.
I can imagine.
So good on that show with Jason Schwartzman.
Bored to Death.
Yeah, oh, he's so good on that.
He's good on that.
No Doubt is having a garage sale for charity. I hope they cap what they can get at like $1,000.
One bid each.
Apparently a bunch of the band's clothing, merchandise, and memorabilia, and even music equipment.
I'm sorry?
Music equipment is going up on the auction block at eBay from now until June 11th. You can get some of Gwen's goodies, including some Lamb stuff that she designed and will sign for you. And so if you're interested and you're a No Doubt fan, you may want to check that out.
They're going to auction off Tony as well.
Oh, so that ain't like right.
Bid on him.
I'd like to bet on him. He is hot. Serena Williams and Common have split.
Oh, I'll say it's not.
According to In Touch magazine, they were dating for 2 years. I did not know that.
I didn't know they were together.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Huh.
But it's all over now. Apparently, he saw her not wearing underwear on the court, and he said, that's just not acceptable. Was it she or was her sister was had her ass?
I think it was Venus.
Was it Venus?
It just looked like it, though.
Yeah, but still.
It was like a see-through pair of shorts or something. I don't know. Look.
Casting news. That's good for fans of Joseph Fiennes. If you're upset, he's no longer going to be on Flash Forward. You can check him out on the Starz cable network. They're putting together a new series called Camelot. It'll be, as you can imagine, the story of King Arthur and his lady Guinevere and Lancelot and the Knights of the Round Table. Joseph will be playing Merlin in the upcoming series. Eva Green, by the way, will be playing a sorceress.
All right. Oh, yes.
All right. I think she'll play the evil Morgana Le Fay. Which is just good news.
If I could butt in, Ralph, we have 1 minute. The bid is up to $3,333.
Whoa!
How about that?
1 minute. Bid. Bidding closes at 9 o'clock. Keep that in mind. And Khloe Kardashian is reportedly pregnant.
No.
Radar Online says.
Nope.
She is absolutely pregnant.
Is it possible she's just fat?
Yes, but you can be both. Now, the Kardashian camp is denying it. ESPN went to the source and asked her husband, Lamar Odom, and he said he doesn't think she's pregnant.
In Lamar's defense, he's busy this week.
He really is.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing you write a note and put it on the fridge or something.
Yeah,
I guess. You communicate that information at some point, somehow, some way.
That is big news.
Text to your spouse. Yeah.
Something.
Email. Something, tweet it.
Sure.
I don't know. You got options. And Kristen Stewart, I mentioned yesterday that she said being famous for her was like being raped.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so assaulting, the paparazzi and all the attention that she gets. It was akin to being raped, in Kristen's words.
That's a poor choice of words.
Well, she has issued an apology today.
Good.
She said, I really made an enormous mistake, clearly and obviously, and I'm really sorry about my choice of words. I've made stupid remarks before, and I've always reasoned, whatever, they can think what they want. She says, but in this particular situation, it wasn't a bad idea.
Is it still rape if you're surprised?
It turns out it is. Meanwhile, Taylor Lautner, not to be outdone, has said it is mortifying to have his physique.
Rape me.
What?
What are you talking about?
What's happening with this cast?
He worked out, you know, to get all buff for the Twilight films.
Right.
And now he says all the attention he gets because of his buff body has become embarrassing, and it's mortifying for him to walk around looking like that.
What are they competing with each other?
I completely understand.
Is there disgusted with fame?
Is there a douchebag competition I'm not aware of?
Wow.
Well, let me ask Psycho Mike, since he's the personal trainer of the bunch. There's no way to get rid of a physique like that, right?
Yeah.
You're stuck with it once you got it.
Yeah.
And by the way, if he doesn't want to keep this role, go ahead and lose that way. Wasn't he the one who was bitching and griping about how he wasn't going to maintain this role?
Yes.
Because he was so scrawny to begin with?
Yes. Right.
Shut his goddamn mouth. You can't have it both ways.
He's mortified. He's just too buff now. He's too built.
That whole cast is having a real problem.
Yeah. I had the problem for a while, and then I really cleared it up with a lot of Dos Equis and pizza. Turns out it'll take that problem right away from you.
And less working out.
Exactly, yeah. And everyone's still talking last night about the Lakers game and the fact that Dustin Hoffman was put up on the big kiss cam, the Jumbotron there at Staples Center. He and his lovely wife were put up on the cam, and Dustin obviously quickly turned to Jason Bateman, who was sitting next to him, and gave him a big kiss right on the mouth.
That's funny.
That was very funny. I usually don't care for the celebrity culture that populates the Lakers games, but in this particular case, it's good for everybody.
Do you like to make sex with people of the same sex?
What's that dripping? What's that dripping sound?
That's more than you want to know. Trust me.
What's happening there?
Ralph's right. Don't ask.
Yeah. Auction's closed, by the way. Auction's closed. It's all over.
Closed.
It's all over.
Closed.
Can someone in the other room let us know what the winning bid is? We don't need to know the winner's name yet. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But just how much it went for, it would be interesting to know. For me here on the air.
$3,333.
That was the winner.
Yep.
$3,333.
Correct.
Was the winning bid.
Wow.
A lot great of trees idea, Ralph. In there. So congratulations to Annabelle, who will get all of that. And thanks to everyone who bid on the auction. Today's celebrity birthday, Zach Farrow of Paramore is 20 years old today. Bar Raffaelli.
Oh, my God.
Celebrates her 25th birthday. Let's see. What could I give her? What do I like to give her? If I was going to give her something, what would I give her on her birthday?
Some gift?
Star of David necklace? No, that's not it. Something around her neck. Let's give her a necklace.
Something in the necklace realm.
But maybe not a diamond. That's a little over the
top.
Yeah,
that's too
much. You know, but something classy.
Something classy, right, that she can wear.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Pays to be patient around here.
Yes, it does.
Angelina Jolie is 35 years old today. Russell Brand also 35. Noah Wiley's 39. Horatio Sands is 41. Scott Wolf is 42. Albie Shore also celebrates his 42nd birthday. El DeBarge is 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Offspring on the way. Also, Slightly Stupid, Rage Against the Machine. And we will talk to the winner, I hope. We haven't heard whether the winner has agreed to come on with us now, but we'd like to talk to, congratulate, and thank the winner of the big auction for the Weenie Rose prize package to raise money for our friend Annabelle. So that's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, what are we doing? What kind of
deal? Info Bean.
Oh, here we go.
Bean has Asperger's. And
Bean says, oh, here we go. Like, we make this stuff up.
Yeah. And one of the signs of Asperger's is that you have no clue when you're talking to somebody how well what you're saying is being received.
You can't read them.
Social insensitivity is known as.
Right.
Well, that's not me. That's something you make up.
Bean spends a lot of time reading, and then he'll just say stuff out of the blue. Now, the key here is that he says it to us in this room, and there's no conversation that leads into it. There's no opening sentence. There's nothing except for what Bean says. And then I write it down verbatim so that... You know things like, while you're listening to a Sublime song, we're listening to Bean say, did you guys know that peaches were the first fruit eaten on the moon?
Oh, my God.
Now, again, the key here, not talking about the moon or fruit.
Nope.
We're never going to talk about the moon and fruit.
Out of the blue.
Not that would ever happen.
It's
you're
not
right.
Gonna happen.
Peaches were the first fruit eaten on the moon.
How can that be interesting?
Thanks for the info, Bean.
First of all, it's super interesting. But second of all, and I hate to bring this up every time you do this bit, but all conversation has to start somewhere. Okay?
Not that one.
That's not a conversation. Every single topic can't grow out of something that's already been
that's
said.
That's not a topic.
Usually somebody has to clear the slate and start new.
Right, but we're not going to go, hey, that's interesting because I thought it was, another fruit and let's have a discussion about it. There's no discussion there.
How is that a conversation starter?
It's just a statement.
You don't even know, man.
That is just unleashed on us like a natural disaster. We just have to sit back and just try to survive it.
Now, here's my favorite thing.
You're the oil leak of conversation is what you are. You're BP.
Now, here's one of my favorites because this was shocking to me. Bean, who will continue a conversation with no... I mean, the rule in the room is don't respond to him when he says something like that. But I write down exactly what people say. So Bean says, Willie Nelson just cut his hair.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
That's super interesting because the guy...
Let me finish. So then Lisa said, what? And then Mike said... What? Bean didn't continue.
He left them hanging.
Son of a bitch.
He left them hanging.
Perhaps
the one time two people in the room said, what? Tell us more.
Where's your conversation starting argument now?
Now, you can't blame me for bringing that up because Willie Nelson has had those braids for 50 years. It's a big deal that he cut them off.
Okay, but you can't bail on the conversation when Lisa and Mike say what?
I don't remember trying to bail at all.
That's Info Bean.
Octopus have control of all 8 of their arms independently.
Now that's amazing.
Then no one said anything, and then Bean said, that's interesting. And then no one said anything, and then Bean said, imagine being able to do that. And then no one said anything, and then Bean said, imagine how much stuff you could get done in a day.
You.
So then at that point, I had to break the rule, and I said, what kind of stuff do you need to get done if you're an octopus?
That's that info beam.
If only we as humans could control our arms separately, wouldn't that be amazing? What? Is being around with both arms or just flailing in concert where he goes to pick up a can and actually both arms just gravitate towards it?
They are attached.
But this is 8 arms. That's way more
info beam.
Kevin, did you hire a stenographer, a court reporter?
I write all this stuff as fast as I can. I really, sometimes I have to slow you down. This is a rare instance of Bean being embarrassed by something that he does. I had to hide my purchase of the new Clay Aiken CD this week. Nobody said anything. And then Bean said, the girl behind the counter was looking at me kind of funny.
That's that info, Bean.
You'd get that look no matter what you were buying, trust me.
I am still a claymated. It is sometimes embarrassing at this point.
In basketball, Mike, what do they call it when you alley-oop to yourself? You pass it up by the rim and then you catch it yourself and dunk it?
I think it's just traveling.
Yeah, it's traveling, yes. How much time, Michael? Mike says, about a minute and a half.
Before we come back live, right?
Yes, Bean says, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm busy making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, mother effer. So he asked the question about how much time so that he could then burn us.
Yes.
That's traveling.
I wanted to
know
if there was enough time in the song for me to finish making my sandwich. That's all.
That's that info, Bean.
And finally, maybe the best ever, flies hum in the key of F. And then Ralph said, F U.
The key of F U.
Flies hum in the key of F.
That's that info, Bean.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. One more showbiz beat with Ralph Garman coming up. Speaking of Ralph, we sold your Wienerwurst tickets, dude. Sorry about that.
What'd you get for him?
$3,333.
Whatever, with Limpy. I'm keeping that money.
You're not.
What? No, this money is for Limpy. Describe real well. We'll bring our winner on. First of all, we'll bring Karen on the show, and then we'll talk about what a great person she is and why. Hi, Karen. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
You're good. You're good with the auctions. You got your finger on the button at just the right time. You know how to win, don't you?
Well, it was difficult with this one because you can't bid accurately.
We didn't let you bid twice either.
We tried. Look, any auction can be run that way. Anybody can run it like it's supposed to.
We wanted to make it a challenge to give.
Right.
And it was.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But thank
no
you
worries.
For.
Karen was actually the one who gave us the heads up saying, hey, I can't bid more than once on your auction. What's that all about? So we had to fix it. And she was the big winner. $3,333 was the winning bid.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes, Karen.
By the way, I said, remember I promised that I would pledge the money to Annabelle even before the auction came about?
Yes, you did.
So, and I want to increase it to $4,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is terrific, Karen. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Well, now, that's what I was going to pledge anyway. So.
The reason Karen is being so amazing about this is because I'm sure Annabelle's story, as she's told us on the air, has touched you the way it's touched so many of the Kevin and Bean listeners who have generously donated through KevinandBean.com, and they are still welcome to do that. We have set up a PayPal, or you can mail in a check in care of Ralph at the radio station. But this is a woman who it was just a fluke, wrong place, wrong time, walking across the street, doing great, healthy, got her daughter, got her dogs with her. Next thing you know, hit by an a-hole hit-and-run driver who never stopped. And just her whole life has been changed to the point where she's lost her job, lost her car, lost her house.
Yeah.
When you heard that story, Karen, I mean, how do you not get moved by something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's rough. And she, Ralph, you said you talked to her this week.
Yeah, I spent some time with her this week. And she is obviously overwhelmed by the outpouring of support and generosity from all the listeners, but she's also still in horrible, horrible pain. She's got a nerve disorder that was caused by the accident, and she's still got broken bones, believe it or not, in her left leg that have yet to heal because of this syndrome. And she's going into the hospital for pain management again this weekend. So while we'll be at the Weenie Row, she's going to be in the hospital. You know, that gives you some perspective on things.
So, Karen, two tickets to the show, VIP party passes, VIP parking, T-shirts. I have to ask this question because this has been the big variable all week as we've discussed this. Will you or will you not take advantage to meet and hang out with the Kevin and Bean Show? Are you going to do the right thing and pass on that?
Well, is Bean going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I definitely,
because
I
want to
talk cows with you, Bean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know you're a cow lady. I'm in love.
That's a great heads up, because I know he's somewhere else.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Bean, Karen, Bean, Kevin, I got to go. We got that thing to do.
Well, thank you for participating in the auction, and a special thanks going above and beyond by donating even more money to get it up to an even four. That is so great of you, Karen.
Absolutely.
We really, really appreciate it. I know Annabelle would say the same if she were on the phone, and thank you again. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, all right?
Sounds great, yeah.
All right, cow talk.
Okay. Cow talk.
Thank you, Karen. Hey, that ended. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
That's what I like about Kevin is he lets the records breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush. He's not just like right in your face as soon as the song's over.
He decants them.
That's what I like to say.
I had my headphones on and I heard Miss Cleo say, go.
If Cleo is telling you that you're sloppy and not doing your job, that's where you live, right, my
said,
friend.
Go.
This program lacks the air of professionalism, in my opinion. All right, it's Kevin Amin, Friday. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Final look at it for today, and then don't bogart my friends. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz, I do need to respond. You know sports fans are a superstitious bunch.
Yes.
Well, on Wednesday, I was playing a clip from a 3-year-old little girl who lives in Philadelphia.
Wait a minute. You said that was your daughter.
I know. That was for comic effect. But she's a 3-year-old little girl who lives in Philadelphia whose parents have sat her down and made her memorize the entire Flyers team, including their names and corresponding jersey numbers.
Mm-hmm. Do they not feed her if she doesn't get it right? I mean,
not
what?
Sure what the process is, but I'd like to learn the process and conduct that experiment in my own home.
You want dinner tonight, honey. You better know who number 13 is.
So here's a little taste of that video.
Black a fire, bomb, 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 orange and black.
Yeah, she's a big Flyers fan at 3. So I got an email from a bunch of Flyers fans saying they won. The first game of the series that they won was that night after I played that.
All right.
You better goddamn play it today, because if you don't, then you are jinxing. You're not following the rules of the superstition, so you have to play it sometime.
They did win
today.
In overtime. It was very exciting.
So I've done my part. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You played an edited version, though, Ralph. Will that come back to haunt you?
I think just having her on the air is what they were looking for. I don't think they needed the entire clip. Yes.
And you didn't play it before the first two games that they lost. It
exactly.
The
That's what correct. They're saying.
Sure.
These people have written me and saying you must play it now because it is the new thing that will keep us going.
You don't have an option.
I know. So, there you go. Considered handled. Brooke Shields is in trouble with PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. She did an interview where she said, wait for it, she likes fur.
Wow.
Yes. So they're attacking her on her website, even saying that the product that she endorses, Latisse, a drug that promotes the growth of eyelashes,
Glendale,
is somehow bad. I don't know why they're trashing that product, but because she's endorsing it, they're calling for a boycott or something.
Maybe they tested it on animals.
I'm not a crazy animal person, but in the 21st century, there's really no reason for natural fur because they have created a synthetic fur that is identical. You cannot tell the difference between real and fake anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, real fur, when you just rub it against your face, oh, it feels so good.
But here's my point. You're a celebrity. You know, even if you love fur, you don't say it out loud.
No, it's coming, right?
Right? Yes. I mean, you just learn to not say that out loud.
Anyway, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong between PETA and Brooke Shields. I always thought it was funny they developed a drug to grow eyelashes.
They didn't. It was originally for something else, and they discovered that it grows eyelashes.
What was it for that people were putting on their eyelashes?
So it was some sort of condition that people had.
It was like an eye drop or something?
Something like that.
And they found out it grows eyelashes.
Yeah.
For glaucoma, I'm being told.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, glaucoma, F off. Nothing for you. Didn't work for you. We don't care.
Sorry about that.
Because now we got broads growing eyelashes, and that's where the money is.
I tried it.
Of course you did.
Really?
It was crazy how much my eyelashes grew. People are like, did you change your makeup? But my eyes were red every day.
Now you have glaucoma.
So I stopped.
It was the opposite.
People have glaucoma. They just cover their eyes with their eyelashes.
We're trying to cure your glaucoma. And wait, we can grow eyelashes? See you, pal. That's what happened.
Sorry, glaucoma.
A lot of blind people saying, damn, if I just need longer eyelashes, I would have been in good shape.
We out.
Cancer, F you. We're growing eyelashes.
Eyelashes are good.
Stop it. Amy Winehouse, she has got a new look. London Sun tabloid's got photos of her with a deep, dark tan in London.
Nope.
Let me tell you something. No one has a tan in London. It just doesn't happen.
There's no sun.
No sun. And people are speculating perhaps it's a fake tan.
I'm sure it's
you think.
But she's got her cleavage out there. She's wearing the bombshell bra or whatever's going on. She's got them pushed up.
Right. Yeah.
And she said she was walking around surprising random strangers by grabbing them and giving them big, wet, sloppy kisses.
Nope. Ugh. No.
There's not enough bleach in the world that I could gargle with after she kissed me.
Can you imagine?
No. I'd be horrified. However, they have found out that kissing Amy Winehouse will grow eyelashes on your lips.
That's the problem.
You get big furry lips.
Oh, Glendale.
How
somebody, she used to be a singer, right? This is Amy Winehouse recording some hits back in the 70s.
Not in my memory. I don't believe she was.
At some point, doesn't she have to record a new album?
Obviously not.
It's been years. Yes.
And it's going to be called Furry Lips.
I hope so.
I love it.
The inappropriate names, excuse me, the inappropriately named celebrity rehab is making news today on TMZ.com. They've just added a new cast member to the next season of Celebrity Rehab. Bonnie Pointer will be joining the cast.
Who?
She is the one of the Pointer sisters, Kevin. They were an old vaudeville act back in the 50s. They would point at things. People would applaud the Pointer sisters. No, apparently they were singers. Wait, what was a hit they had been? I'm a little at a loss for the Pointer Sisters.
I hate to get yelled at for knowing too much about the Pointer Sisters.
I'm asking you a specific question, but here's the thing. I'm asking you to name a hit from the Pointer Sisters. Once that information has been given, we don't need you to go into how Ruth had a hysterectomy after something went wrong with her procedure that she had.
We're looking for one song title.
Looking for Kevin, a hit from
Kevin
the Pointer
would know
Sisters that
several
we would
of their hits. Including
I'm so excited.
There you go. Now you're done.
He's so shy.
God damn it.
Stop it.
How long, but you got a chick on the side?
Stop it.
Fire
I just don't
would be
care
another one?
At all.
They have a lot of hits, that's what I'm saying.
So anyway,
no!
she's going to be at Celebrity
No!
Rehab, along with Shauna San, Tila Tequila, and Busy Bone.
Okay.
Ralph, that should teach you about asking him a question.
I thought maybe we could treat him like an adult. I thought maybe we
can't sit at the adult table.
If we showed him some trust, I thought maybe he wouldn't disappoint us yet once again.
You are wrong.
Now Bonnie didn't sing on any of those late 70s hits because she'd already left the band by that point and went solo.
Talk about a momentum killer right there. Yeah.
But I do have a clip of her big hit, Heaven Must Have Sent You, if you'd like to hear some of that. If you want to hear Bonnie, the one who's going to be in Celebrity
Today's
Rehab.
Today's Celebrity Rehab birthdays.
I got big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. I got big.
She might have just been ahead of her time with that one. I don't know.
Zach Farrow of Paramore is 20 years old today. Oh. So when you see him at the Weenie Roast tomorrow, give him a hearty hand clasp and wish him a happy birthday.
Okay.
Don't buy him a drink because he's only 20 years old. And they don't drink anyway.
That's correct.
Because they are a clean living band, those kids.
That's correct.
Sure, they show their cans off once in a while, but who doesn't? It's just as God made them. Oh. Bar Raffaelli, speaking of cans.
Oh, my God. Shalom.
She's 25 years old today. Angelina Jolie celebrates her 35th birthday. Russell Brand, of course, star of the brand new movie that comes out today, Get Him to the Greek. He is 35 years old. Noah Wiley, talented actor from ER, is 39. Scott Wolf from V, and also Party of Five, is 42 years old today. That's one of those careers where I wonder how people stay in the industry. I'm sure Scott Wolf has done many things in between Party of Five and V.
Right.
I have never seen one of them.
Yeah. That was a pretty big gap, wasn't it?
That's a long time to go between gigs.
Yeah.
How does a guy like that pay the mortgage? What's he got going on?
Tell me, because you've been on a lot of television shows. I mean, he was on that show for a long time. He's got to get some pretty healthy residual checks, I would imagine.
The residuals reduce incrementally with each airing of the episode.
Uh-huh.
So after a few reruns, it really kind of whittles it down to something.
To a paltry sum.
Yeah, depending on how you live, it's kind of a paltry sum after a while. So I'm just surprised that I'm sure, and I'm sure he has worked.
Yeah.
It hasn't been anything really high profile until V. But I'm glad he's back because he's really good on that show. Albie Shore is 42 years old today, and singer El DeBarge celebrates his 49th birthday.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's right.
Ralph's funny how he acts like he likes the song.
I do like the song. I love DeBarge.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Come on. That'll get you ready for the weekend, that song.
Nope.
You get yourself a banana daiquiri and put on your dolphin shorts and got there in your mesh tank top and you just partay.
Nope.
You know what comes before part B, Kevin? Partay. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Go Flyers.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday morning, we have a recap of the Weenie Roast. We have Trey Cool from Green Day talking about Green Day Rock Band. You're too hot for work.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate
not you.
Me
I'm
that.
Saying oh, the listeners.
I'm
there's
sorry.
There's a woman that got fired from a bank, Citibank, for being too hot.
Huh?
She's too hot.
Would you say she's too sexy?
Hot.
I would say she's too sexy.
Her argument is that guys were idiots around her. They couldn't concentrate on their work because she's got such a great figure.
And by
she's
the
so
way,
pretty.
She is, and she does.
Yeah,
she's way hot.
It really would be difficult. I got to be honest. Our friend Craig Robinson, he's hosting Last Comic
Craig
Standing.
Craig Wilson.
Yeah, him too. Okay. On Monday morning show, we'll talk to Harvey Levin. Kevin Amin's wake-up call. We're going to going to send you to a festival with a blind date. A lot of things on Monday morning. We'll see you then.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I might hear you try to explain that contest again.
Don't bogart that joint, nope, my friend.
How about the reps?
Pass it over to me.
Good morning. Can you make it through Friday?
Roll another one.
Well, I think we all can agree on the fact that
just
you.
Like the other one. Seems to be about to quit.
Get off my lawn!
I need another hit.
One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, but they won't! They won't let me live!
From the Los Angeles area who are currently experiencing an outbreak of genital warts.
There's too many on the dance floor.
Let's pass it around.
That's a nappy head of those, there.
New Zealand, it is a country. Yes, it is.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I will see you Monday.
Oh. If you see a possum, try to kill it, okay? It's not a pet.
I'm out of here. I gotta go have sex with a lot of girls.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. I see you next week at this time. Will my insurance cover this?
Well, I think we know the results of the sound check. Did it sound horrible? Check.
I'm Mark Thompson. Assalamu alaikum.